That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, bring in a group of stalwart talk hosts to talk about what's going on, what they've been talking about, and comparing that to what's on the list. From Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com every single week. The 10 top stories and the 10 people, a list, two lists actually, for us to talk about here. We're joined by Rick Jensen, who is a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Always happy to have him with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rick, I'm going to go through the stories, but I'm going to take some liberties in this hour this week because I'm in attendance. Rich McFadden isn't with us because he's here in Los Angeles with me, but he's too lazy to get out of bed at the early hour. So you and I are here with Victoria. We're at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of too many. Talkers has a convention in June. These fellas, a couple of consultants, put together this group of people, and it's in both circumstances, because our business has become so small, it's generally the same group. We're on the West Coast in Los Angeles for this one, and in New York for the Talkers Convention in June. So you get some of the East Coasters, some of the West Coasters, and then there are always the people that come from the middle of the country that go to both places. And it's very interesting, but it's becoming a smaller group because there are fewer and fewer people like you and me who make their living talking on the radio to people about issues or whatever the heck is going on. And so I want to go through
point.
The list. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a good point, but gosh, you'd think podcasters would want to be involved as well, because communication is communication, right?
Well, there is now the drift toward podcasting, and what was not necessarily considered taboo by the talk people who were doing regular radio, now it's a part of the bill of fare. So on the two-day agenda here for that, yes, there's been a lot of discussion about podcasts with podcasters who are here, a couple of people who have made careers in radio from what they did in podcasting, because when you and I were kids, there was a farm team. We worked on little radio stations, and we worked in for little money, and we figured out how to do things. And then, you know, as we grew, we got better jobs and got paid more. At least that's the plan. So anyway, the situation now is we don't have a farm team, because we don't have many local hosts on smaller or medium-sized radio stations, because they take syndicated fare. So the podcasters are the ones that are proving to be the next generation of talk people. And it's interesting to see who's shown up there. And during the course of our conversation this morning, I'll bring up some of the issues that have come up. Right now, though, I want to go through the stories for you, Victoria, and the audience. At number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio and what's doing here and there. There's a lot of focus at this convention on sports talk, as a matter of fact, because it isn't really the claim that the sports people are. They had this guy, Colin Coward, You know his story. He's a big sports talk guy. I don't listen to sports talk radio, so I don't know. But he's supposedly some big dude, and there's a lot of controversy around him. And he was talking about what he has done because they're trying to sell to the talk community that sports talk is the nice, friendly place to be, whereas issue-oriented talk radio isn't so friendly anymore, as much as it might be because it's too political. Anyway, so that was part of the focus, and a lot of the things going on in the world of sports that make for interesting conversation. Usually it shows up at number 10 on the story list on the talk countdown. Number 9 this week, Alex Trebek and his cancer diagnosis, the passing of Luke Perry. I think there has to be in there the controversy about Michael Jackson with Leaving Neverland. Anyway, that's all sort of combined into one because they had to have a catch-all for these things, and because they were discussed and they needed to be acknowledged on the countdown. The ethics complaint against Miss AOC, the money laundering, she seems to have stepped right into politics as usual, and she just got there. Number 7, the fact that the DNC was dumb enough to say to Fox News, "You can't come to our debates." I mean, what a bunch of stupid. Anyway, number six, the weapons program in North Korea. Number 5, the anti-Semitism resolution. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation. Number 1, the fact that Mr. Cohen has decided to sue the Trump Organization. It's more of the same, maybe a little different flavor, but this stuff keeps going on. Number 10 on the people list, Michael Jackson and Alex Trebek and Luke Perry. Number 9, Kim Jong Fatty. Number 8, AOC. Number 7, Ms. Omar, who's not got a lot of common sense either. I put the two of them together, actually. Adam Schiff is at number 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mueller and Manafort at 4, Nadler at 3, Cohen at 2, and Trump at 1. Okay, so Victoria, I'm here in Los Angeles at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of the two big conventions that goes on every year. Talkers Magazine puts theirs on in June. And a lot of the hosts that are here spent a lot of time talking about the Manafort sentencing, and there has been a lot of due attention to it, whether he deserved to get more or less. I have my strong feelings about it, and I'm sure you and Rick want to be heard. So let's start with you, Victoria, and what you hear on the street about the fact that Manafort got, 47 months and probably won't serve that, in fact.
He probably won't serve that because he's already, served quite a bit, but he is up for some more sentencing. Well, I mean, prosecutors...
Well, let's clarify that. He's up for some more sentencing because there's another case against him.
There's another case. That's right. That's right.
State court.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I mean, prosecutors had sought 19 to 24 years. And that with the crimes that he was convicted of, that is actually more sort of along the lines of what you could get. But the judge made it very clear that he felt that he should get 47 months in prison, and that was more appropriate for him. And the judge was actually, I'm not going to say whether he was lenient or not lenient, but the judge was quite sympathetic to Manafort. What was interesting about Manafort was that, he spoke for himself for the first time. He did sit quite a lot of the time with his eyes closed. He never expressed regret for what he'd done, and the judge did comment on that. He talked about his own suffering and the suffering of his family, but he didn't really talk about anybody else's. But one of the things that the prosecutors made a point of was that, he had cut a deal and to cooperate with them, and the prosecutors made the point that, well, he was supposed to tell them things, and he didn't tell them, number one, anything they didn't know. And of the things he did tell them, he told them a bunch of lies. And so, that wasn't exactly helpful. And so that was one of the points there. So it was interesting. But I do think that it is an appropriate sentence for somebody who's 69.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rick, your take on this?
Here in Delaware, It's mostly a Democratic state. So when you talk with people, they're likely, more than likely, to be Democrats. And the vast majority of people with whom I speak believe this whole thing is political. But I ask them the question, so when it's a Democrat who's president, someone you like and voted for, how would you feel if this was being done against him or her? And they look at me and say, well, I just don't think that would happen. So there's this... Exactly. Yeah, I know. And so there's this realization, I think, an acceptance that this is partisan politics being played out in the courtrooms, and you either accept it or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is it? I think that's a good point. But I think we have to look at also, if we're going to look at this, at what Mueller's mandate was, which was that he was to look at possible crimes arising out of his investigation. That's very clear, and it's something that we often forget. And if he came across possible crimes in the course of his investigation into the possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election and any possible conspiracy by people involved, then he was to investigate those. And he did come across that.
Well, he came across stuff that because these people are stepping on themselves, they talk too much, they don't tell the truth, so they get caught not on what the original mandate was, but on something else.
That was part of the original mandate, Doug. That was the mandate.
But it's get them in any way you can get them. That's really what that's what the outcropping of this is. I don't want to belabor the conversation. Quick comment from me. On this is that, as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't spend a day in jail, and neither should anybody else who's a white-collar criminal. If you look at all of the discussion, one of the main objectives of the Congress this year is to do prison reform. There are a million people in jail in America who, in my estimation, ought not to be there. People who smoke weed, people who have done things that only hurt themselves, people who did things that didn't hurt anybody, but yet they are described as crimes. Those people deserve to pay back. Manafort stole a lot of money from the government. Yeah. Manafort has cheated a lot of people, and in fact, now I'm the taxpayer, and I paid for going after him. I don't like that. I think he should be paying back the government. He should be paying back me, and he doesn't do that sitting in a jail cell wasting time. He does that with a job. Somebody gives him an ankle bracelet. He goes to work, makes money, and he writes whatever he makes other than a substance living goes back into the government, or goes to pay back the people that he really defrauded. That's you and me, the taxpayer. So that's where I just think,
hoorah!
This is ridiculous. The whole thing is a damned ridiculous reality. Okay, we'll move along in a moment or two. First, though, I want you to think about how well you rested last night. There are now, if we're into the era of MyPillow really kind of almost taking over that whole business, whether it's pillows and mattresses and mattress covers and she, and they're into everything. And the latest thing, if you watch television, you listen to the radio, all the ads are for the mattress topper that's new and fabulous. I've got one for my bed that I haven't actually put on because it just was delivered to me. So use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, excuse me, and sleep better. Get the MyPillow mattress cover and MyPillows all together. Great deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it this market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrant for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrant at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. People ask all the time, what do you folks do during the breaks? Well, we were just singing to each other. Singing, strangers in the night. These are strangers on the radio. Rick Jensen, very strange
guy
from WDEL. And he'll answer to that. Victoria Jones has her own strangeness as well. She runs the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the charts, have conversation about some of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. Number 8 is the... I did go through both lists. Yeah, okay. So number 8 on the story list is AOC and the ethics complaint against her. I'm happy to pile on to whatever shots are being taken at her. I just think that I saw something yesterday which must have been generated by her PR person. AOC, the leader of the Democratic Party, the future of the Democratic Party, she's already running for president. And so with this complaint
of
what
you... Where did you see that? That's a scream.
I saw it. I want to say, no, I was at the convention, and I'll find it, Victoria. I'll tell you. Don't let me forget.
That's funny.
Anyway, so she is accused of laundering $1 million. She just got there, and she's already got the hang of things.
Yeah.
So
you know, a headline like that is going to make no friends with Nancy Pelosi, and we know who has real power there. That's not a good idea to be saying that you're the leader.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the thing that is really troubling about both this and the discussion surrounding, is it Ilhan Omar? How do we pronounce that woman's first name?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, okay.
Omar anyway, the hater.
Well, you know, I don't know if she really is or she isn't. She's just not very smart to expect that somebody who's Muslim making a comment like this is just going to go off into the ethos someplace without, mm-hmm. I mean, just, if you think about where you are, you're a freshman, you want to kind of get used to your, but I think she's getting, being encouraged by all the attention being given to AOC, so okay, I'll get some attention on me. But it's different, much different, whether it ought to be or it isn't. It really, the reality is it is. She's Muslim, you take a shot at Israelis or Jews or whatever in that ilk, and you're going to get pummeled. And she did, not only by bystanders, but the Democrats took her to the Woodhouse and to the woodshed. And I thought it was interesting what Joe Lieberman had to say, who's a Jew that's been in Congress and was in the Senate and was vice presidential candidate with Al Gore, and a fellow who, as I consider him a friend, he's a fabulous human yeah. being. He and his wife both are great, great, great people, and they were great public servants. They never dipped their hand into the trough like these other clowns do. But he said, you know, I mean, the attention on it has maybe been a little bit exaggerated, but it was brought about because this woman isn't Muslim. And you just don't do stuff like that if you have any common sense at all. And that maybe goes for AOC. I remind people of what Whoopi Goldberg said. You know, shut up, sit down, and learn your job.
Which is what Hillary Clinton very smartly did. And
yeah.
But you see, but it's the younger generation, and they view things differently. And this whole Omar thing was viewed. There was the reason why there was such a blow up in the Democratic Party was there was a generational split over this.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. And so what does that tell you about the future of the Democratic Party? Is there going to be, which way do they go and how do they want to govern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I thought it was interesting the resolution that brought about the disengagement of one side and the other here. It wasn't just Republicans, but the old time Democrats, man, they don't want anything to do with this stuff. So, and you'd think the younger, newer members would be sensitive to it, because that's sort of their generation. You know, we got to give everybody equality and everybody needs to be treated well. And yet you take a shot like that and it's just, okay, I think we've made our case. We've had their, you know, that focus. We'll continue looking at the stories. The Talk Radio Review is what you're listening to. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on the take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrant for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrant at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rick Jensen, DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Other members of the group here that normally are on the air with us are in attendance at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is taking place this weekend here in Los Angeles. I'm there, but I'm also here. So, it's earlier in the day, so I can do this. Yes, it is very existential. Thank you, Victoria, for noticing that. A couple of things. There's a frustration level here with me because I don't like to talk about the same thing over and over again. And I follow the rules and go through the stories because these are, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, the things that most of the conventional news talk stations are discussing. One of the things that came out in this conversation here with programmers as to how it's done now versus how it used to be done, and I kind of remember this, but there are some names who are here. There's a radio guy named Randy Michaels, who most of us on the inside know and people outside don't know who he is, but he was responsible for making what was Clear Channel and then iHeart the largest radio corporation in the world. He trickster character. He is at this convention, and I haven't talked to him since I was on the air against him in Cincinnati in the 1980s. And he didn't like me, and I didn't much like him. But he went on to have a fabulous career, and we had a wonderful conversation yesterday after he was given an award by this group. And the focus was on basically how people, how he
handled talk radio and what he told his people to do when it came to running the stations. Yeah, he wanted to do on talk what they were doing on music, and that was play the hits. So a lot of the talk radio folks, I remember, maybe you remember this too, Rick and Victoria, from your days. I don't know if they did it in Boston or the other stations, because you've had some great call letters behind your name as well as Rick. I had forgotten this, actually, but I remember when I was working on a station. It wasn't the Cincinnati station. It was a station in Baltimore. And we were told what the hits were. And we were told, like the guys on the jocks are told what music to play, we were told what to talk about. We weren't told how to talk about it, but we were told, like, there were four or five main stories that you wanted to get into your rotation at least once during your three-hour shift. And it would have been from the talkers list or whatever other resources they had. But it would have, they didn't want you talking about anything other than what the big stories were. Don't waste your time talking about, you know, how wonderful the weather is or what, you know, that stuff didn't play on those stations. And that's how they maintained the management. And Randy was one of them. And Gabe Hobbs, who's putting this convention on, was Randy's talk guy. And so they were, you know, they were told, do it this way, and that's the way they did it, and they became fabulously successful. All of the stations, the Clear Channel, the iHeart talk stations, are pretty much the best ones, or they have been in the traditional sense, in the markets where they are. So not always, but for the most part they were, and they followed this plan. So I think, in talking about talk radio and what went on behind the scenes, I think a lot of people are fascinated to know how the soup is made. And so I tell you that story because it involves, as I said, I'm the top four or five stories here ought to be what we spend most of our time on, according to talkers. But I find in my own world and the radio program that I do every day, it doesn't suit me. And I'm not exactly unsuccessful. I'm celebrating 55 years on the air, 31 years of doing a morning program. So I don't, you know, okay. Yeah. So I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying there's room for a little disagreement as to how to do this. But have I always been number one? No, I've rarely been number one. I was number one in El Paso for about 14 years.
But that's cool.
But it seems to me that the audience, we do a disservice to the audience in trying to make everybody the same. And that's why there are so many different music formats now that they weren't. When I was a kid playing music in the 60s and 70s, everybody was playing music from everywhere. I mean, Perry Como would be next to the Doobie Brothers, you know, that kind of stuff. Whatever the hits were, that's what we played. Yeah, don't find that today. And because all of this stuff has become so stratified. And I think that's what's going on in the news talk business as well. There are people who want to talk about these issues and make them political. And then there are other folks who want to talk about what kind of has context for your life. And maybe you take some of these issues and more thoroughly look at how they affect you. That's why I said what I did about the Manafort sentencing, because in my mind, I don't give a damn about Manafort, but I do care about the people who are in prison who ought not to be there, and the society who allows this sort of to happen at expense. We're the ones who are paying. We may say, oh, those guys belong locked up. Well, who the hell do you think pays for that? You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. $40,000 a year to have somebody locked away in jail for smoking weed? What are you, nuts?
And so I think that's exactly how you use that. In Cincinnati in the 80s, I worked briefly for and then against Randy as well. The guy was brilliant. If you were a program director for him, he would give you $100. He'd say, don't spend it. That's bail money. One day I'll ask you to do something. that's just the way the guy is. That if you can tell a good story, like he'll give you like eight things you got to talk about. Okay, fine. But if you can tell a good story, you can take a local story and weave it into something you really care about. Because honestly, Doug, you just expressed what many of us feel is the most important thing about talk radio. It's passion. If there's something you believe in, people get that. They know it.
Right.
Like you,
they
with the sentencing, for example.
Yeah. And now
this
that's why
my
a lot
cue.
Of...
This is
Go
my
ahead.
Cue.
Yeah, all right. So Victoria has a story that she's dying to tell and discuss. Right, so help yourself. You're on.
Rats. Mice. Mold. Mold, mildew, leaked ceilings, cracked foundations, bad plumbing. What? Yes. And this is in military homes. And what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We have got our soldiers and their families living in homes at places like Fort Bragg with rats, mice, mold, mildew, military facilities all around the U.S., thousands of military families suffering from shoddy work or ignored calls for repairs from whom? Private companies that provide maintenance, because back in the late 90s, Congress shifted the maintenance of on-base housing from the military services to private companies. They also cut the cash to save money and speed the process. And now what's happening? People are having rats, mice, mold, mildew, and crumbling foundations. And this followed a Reuters news investigation last year that brought this to light. Finally, the Senate Armed Services Committee had a hearing and called the military on the carpet about this. And military leaders told lawmakers they would make sure that service members lived in decent housing, but only after the press brought this to light, by the way. Okay. They didn't do anything on their own.
So this is another example of the private sector, which usually does things more cost effectively. The public sector, we all know, is full of corruption and full of waste and fraud and abuse. But when we let the private guys come in, there's no supervision of them because they're usually sweetheart deals. So they get away with the same stuff. Meanwhile, the people that we ought to be patronizing to the fullest extent that we can, people, whether we agree with going to Afghanistan or Iraq, that's not the issue. These people volunteer, often at great cost to themselves and their families, because they believe in patriotism. You know, some of them do it because they can't get a job. But for the most part, the people that go in there have really good intentions. Breaks up the family. A lot of people that go into the service get divorced if they're married. I mean, it's a mess. And then they get screwed over by having barracks like Victoria's just described. And then after they get out, they get screwed over by the VA because there's nobody to take care of PTSD. I don't care what the government says, oh, things are better in the VA. Bunk them. They aren't. You can find people on every street corner, literally, here in Los Angeles, that were military, and they were in for 4 years, 8 years, 10 years. They get out, they couldn't find a job, and they're living homeless under the bridge of the 10. And last night, I almost ran over somebody. It was dark when I was coming back to where I am from the convention, and literally, I went under a bridge on Sepulveda, under the 10, and there was a guy who was standing in the middle of the road who was, I don't know what the problem was. I almost got out of the car to see if I could help him, but somebody else just blew a horn at him and scared him and got him out of the way. But this is the kind of stuff that we don't talk about enough. This affects all of us, and yeah, it certainly affects people. What kind of morality is there in asking somebody to serve, paying them crap wages, putting them in conditions when they're in the service like Victoria described, and when they get out, they get nothing but jobbed around by the government. It wastes more time telling them why they can't have service than why they can't. We can find, there's always stuff you can find holes at, and well, yeah, America's a great place to live,
over,
but this is awful.
Why wasn't this all over CNN, MSNBC, and Fox?
Yeah, because it's
why,
a good
why
point.
Have
yeah.
to
jerk
this
off on
this
on
and
Trump.
Hear it on NPR.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you made your point. That's a good story, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank
Are you.
You
ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? There is a solution. You know, I love talking about solutions to problems. So you're trying to lose weight. You want to feel great. You want to, well, you don't want to break the bank, nor do you want to break your back. So if you don't want to exercise and do a lot of things, I say to you, you need to exercise. It is one of the tenets of staying on a weight loss program. But in order to get started so that you see results, my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, website toploss.com, and look at what the product Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, can do for you. Look at the testimonials. Not only you're losing the weight, but keeping it off. The program is not complex, but I got 60 seconds to tell you the story. I'm just going to tell you that it works. Collagen is the natural number one product that's in Calitren. That's why I support it, because it's all natural. No hocus pocus with a lot of caffeine and things. Nope. This works. Go to toploss.com. And if you don't believe me, try it. And if you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. That's the way to do it. Use the code DJV for a half-price deal that they have on Calitrin to lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as determined by the folks who manage and run Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place you see the list every week, starting at number 10 with a focus on a lot of hoops action, the NCAA playoffs, March Madness, if you will. Number 9, the controversy about leaving Netherland, all television stories, Alex Trebek's cancer and Luke Perry dying. Number 8, ethics complaints against AOC. Number 7, the Fox News people being barred from the DNC debates. Number 6, North Korea and the weapons. Number 5, anti-Semitism and the resolution by the Democrats. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation, Trump and Russia and the probe there. Number 1 is the fact that Mr. Cohen is going to sue Mr. Trump. That's pretty interesting, and that's what we hope all of them are. Here, interesting conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Rheumatic diseases in which the immune system attacks a certain area of the body are the nation's leading cause of disability.
One woman in 12 will develop some type of autoimmune disease during the course of her lifetime, and one man in 20 will develop some type of disease during the course of his lifetime. So very frequent diseases.
Mayo Clinic rheumatologist Dr. Eric Madison says new research is leading to better management of these diseases, including a number of drugs to treat the effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Another area of focus is on finding ways to avoid replacement of a disease-damaged joint with an artificial joint.
What we really would like is a new biological joint, something that can regenerate the cartilage, something that can regenerate the bone. So this is a major thrust here at Mayo and other institutions as well.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? For example, at number 10, because of all the focus on these TV shows, the three mainstays, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry, all are in the number 10 position, tied for the 10th place on the People List from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. Kim Jong Fatty Un, number 9. Somebody sent me an email, actually said, you're being disrespectful to this guy. Hello? He deserves respect? Number 8, the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller and Manafort. Sounds like a singing team, right? Mueller and Manafort at number 4. Gerald Nadler's in 3. Michael Cohen's in the second position. And Donald Trump wins again on the People List. Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, the Neverland controversy with the HBO documentary that was on Sunday and Monday night of this past week. How did it impact you, Rick?
So this many years out, having lived through all this, the angst when Michael Jackson was actually living, I am proud to say I don't care.
About Jackson then or now?
At what point do people get over it? Yeah, at what point do people, you know, and at what point do you listen to a Cosby recording again? You know, it's it's over.
I mean, all right, Victoria, what's your point of view on this? What do you think?
My point of view is I think for many people, they were holding hope against hope that maybe he wasn't that. And any hope they had was shattered when they watched that documentary.
You think it's all true? The whole thing is nothing
Absolutely. I believe those men.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Okay. I don't know that I don't believe them. I just find it interesting that where is the other side? In a good documentary, there ought to be both sides presented, I thought, anyway. And there was only one side presented here. And that was Michael Jackson was a lech. I only spent, I rode on a train with Michael for 4 hours from London down to South England about 10, 12, I don't know, 15 years ago. I can't remember when I did it. And it was very interesting to see. I thought he was very childlike, frankly, in the time that I spent with him. All right, 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increased my intake schedule earlier in the day, and 2 days later, all symptoms gone. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that says, yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for the countdown from number 5 to number 1. The big stories from the world of technology this week. And to do that, I have engaged the help and the wisdom and the mind of Victoria Keelan, who starts us off at number 5 with a focus on Lyft. I said to my son, okay, we're going to get the Lyft app on my phone this weekend. And so this is, maybe I should buy some stock too, right?
Yeah. Well, Lyft is the first app-based ride-hail company to file IPO, initial public offering documents, with the SEC. And the filing came at the end of last week. And, of course, the big news here is that Lyft beat Uber to go public. And everyone thought for sure Uber would be the first company to go public. Uber is still the larger of the two and has a bigger market share. But for a lot of reasons, actually, Uber has had all kinds of public, you know, they've had very public scandals, and they've had all kinds of issues with the drivers, and Lyft has really managed to kind of skate by without any of those same scandals, and that is possibly one of the reasons why Lyft made it to the IPO status before Uber. And Lyft now says that they have 18.6 million active riders and over a million drivers, and that's at the end of 2018. Those were the numbers that they announced. And they've been aggressively courting riders. They've heavily discounted their fares, which compared to Uber, I've always found Lyft to be a lot cheaper. And most of the time during the week, they have different fares and specials and things like that. So the, all of that combined is probably the reason that it made it all the way to the SEC. So we'll see what the IPO price will be. There are speculations, but we don't really know yet. So we'll have to wait and see what it actually goes for. But I think Lyft is definitely a company that's worth investing in. They have they've also invested themselves in bikes and scooters and public transportation. So they're looking at a lot of different modes of transportation beyond just, you know, sharing a cab.
Well, they met with a lot of challenges and obstacles, and they've elevated their brand,
well.
I think, quite well. I think it's a good deal. It'll be interesting. Big payday for the people who founded it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing
yep.
that comes out of it. Number four this week, a focus on, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, Facebook, because it's about Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, there's a new study this week that came out where it showed that children are negatively influenced by seeing unhealthy foods on Instagram. And what they did was they took a look at real social media influencers. Now, these are people who have over 1 million followers each. And when they showed this group of kids, it's 176 kids that they used between the ages of 9 to 11, when they showed them unhealthy snacks, those kids in the control group ate 32% more calories compared to the kids in the other group who were shown healthy food and non-food images. So just it's another example for parents. Just be aware of what your kids are looking at, because if an influencer has got a bag of Doritos, your kid was most likely going to want a bag of Doritos as well.
Mm-hmm. Number three, AT&T making a lot of changes now that they run Time Warner.
Yes, AT&T had a big week. The Department of Justice was going up against AT&T and their Time Warner merger. However, a judge issued a ruling in favor of AT&T. This is an $85.4 billion acquisition, basically, of Time Warner. The new name is called Warner Media, and some of the biggest changes that we'll see will benefit viewers of HBO, especially because they are planning 150 hours of original programming for this year. That's a 50% jump from 2018, and they are going head on against Hulu and Netflix and Amazon. Those are the main competitors. So that's a great benefit. I think we'll see some good stuff coming from that.
All right, net neutrality is number two this week.
Yeah, Democrats plan to introduce legislation that would essentially reinstate net neutrality laws that were repealed in 2017. It's called Save the Internet Act, and we'll see where this ends up going. 22 state attorneys general from 22 states and the District of Columbia have asked a federal appeals court to reinstate net neutrality rules. That hearing will actually happen this summer. I don't know that that's going to get turned over, which is why Democrats especially, and there are some Republicans who are behind this as well in rural areas. So scrapping the new net neutrality rules is important.
All right, Facebook, number one, losing a lot of people who use Facebook.
Yep, Facebook lost 15 million key users. Now, when I say key users, that means they are the coveted 12 to 34-year-old demographic. However, a little bit of good news for Facebook, they actually saw some gains among people who are 55 and older.
Hmm.
Facebook not getting any younger, but they're all going to Instagram.
All right. So anyway, that's the story of the top five items this week in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
From the capital, Addis Ababa, and was trying to return after experiencing some sort of problem. The investigation is underway. John Bolton would not confirm reports based on commercial satellite imagery that North Korea is making moves that might indicate activity in its weapons program, but the top national security advisor says President Trump would be pretty disappointed if Pyongyang were to launch a new satellite, rocket, or missile test, as some experts believe he could be preparing to do.
As the president said, he'd be pretty disappointed if Kim Jong-un went ahead and did something like that. The president said repeatedly that he feels the absence of nuclear tests, the absence of ballistic missile launches, is a positive sign.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Bolton said he'd rather not get into specifics. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says he's not cut out to be a senator and cannot see himself running for U.S. Senate if his presidential bid fails. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner faces a re-election in 2020. Hickenlooper was at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. A number of Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke there. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
The golf world is mourning the passing of one of its honored and historic writers.
Golf wasn't the only sports beat for legendary Sports Illustrated reporter and novelist Dan Jenkins, but his passion for golf and for his profession earned him the honor in 2012 of being among the very few writers inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Among the many tales of the Jenkins legend is his refusal of fellow Texan Ben Hogan's coaching offer to help Jenkins qualify for the U.S. Amateur. Jenkins declined, telling Hogan, "I just want to be a sports writer." Jenkins recalled Hogan's cold stare and then a smile from Hogan, who told him, "Well, keep working at it." Jenkins did that, too, right up until he died this past Thursday evening at age 89. George Bonzani reporting.
Olympic track cyclist Kelly Catlin, who helped the U.S. women's pursuit team win the silver medal at the Rio Olympic Games in 2016, passed away Friday at the age of 23. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Severe turbulence tossed terrified passengers and crew around a plane headed to Kennedy Airport Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, even a broken leg.
Passenger Siad Nakaj captured the aftermath on his cell phone. Turkish Airlines says that broken leg happened to a crew member. The flight was carrying 344 passengers and crew. It encountered the unusual turbulence about 40 minutes before landing at JFK. Nakaj tells WABC News he feared for his life.
People started like flying in the plane, then seeing blood all over.
The National Weather Service had issued advisories on Saturday warning pilots of expected turbulence. Julie Walker, New York.
The Federal Aviation Administration Friday warned Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union that their bitter fight could be hurting the airline's safety program. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
West LLC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with a couple of fabulous voices and minds to work through the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people of the week, according to the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. As a matter of fact, I got the guy who really does the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is off. I'm not even sure what he's doing, and it's not important. It's important for you to know who is here, and that's Kevin Casey, who is the executive COO, CEO. He is in charge of pretty much everything that really goes on at Talkers. So he's here to go through the list. And Victoria Jones is also here from the DC Radio Company to talk about some of these issues that will come up and maybe some issues that we haven't thought of yet. Meanwhile, Kevin, you can have the honors, please, of going through the top 10 stories on the list that is, by the way, published at Talkers Magazine's headquarters, talkers.com, headquarters for all this info. Find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there as well. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people. Kevin, please.
Thank you very much, Doug. Top 10 stories of the week, as talked about on News Talk Radio. Number 10 this week to tie the NBA and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, we have a three-way tie, Leaving Neverland controversy, Alex Trebek's cancer diagnosis, and the death of actor Luke Perry. At number 8 this week was the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez ethics complaint. At number 7, the DNC bars Fox from covering its debates. Number 6 this week, North Korea's weapons program. At number 5, the Democrats' anti-Semitism resolution. Number 4 this week was the U.S.-Mexico border situation. At number 3, the Trump-Russia probe and the related Manafort sentencing. And number 2 this week, the House Trump investigation. And number 1 this week, Michael Cohen sues the Trump Organization.
All right. So let's go through the top 10 on the people list as well as researched by the folks at Talkers.
Sure. Top 10 people talked about this week, a tie at 10, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. At number 8, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5 this week, Nancy Pelosi. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort. Number 3, Gerald Nadler. Number 2 this week, Michael Cohen. And number 1, as he almost always is, Donald J. Trump.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, Kevin, for a little insight. I would like you to take us behind the scenes. I don't think I've ever asked Michael this, but I would like to know what sort of argument and fighting, does it ever come to fisticuffs when you're deciding among you, the editorial board, you're really the chair of the editorial board of Talkers, when you're deciding about these stories? Come on, tell us the dirt.
Yes.
What's the story behind the story
how these decisions
are made?
There are never any fisticuffs. We do not argue. Sometimes we will have a debate over where something should be in order. It's generally one of the top two or three, based upon, you know, little details of who's talking about what. But nothing. It never really gets nasty.
What about ongoing blood feuds among us?
There are no blood feuds here at Talkers. We work like a well-oiled machine.
That's it. Okay, so there we go. See, Victoria, I was trying to pull the rug out from under Michael. You can't do that. We've all known Michael, Victoria and I, and Kevin, we've all been friends. I've been around longer than you have, Kevin, in fact, and longer than... I'm trying to remember when Victoria first came into the picture as far as being a radio host and getting into the talkers list. When did you first start? You came to this country, and you started doing talk when, Victoria? Refresh.
I came to this country as an immigrant 30 years ago.
And encountered no walls. Okay, yeah, no barriers.
30 years ago on a plane, a British Airways flight, actually, as it was, to Los Angeles.
Really?
And but I came into the Talkers orbit probably 20 years ago. More than that.
It's more than that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's long enough that we can cast a veil over it.
Well, but I think some of the, just for the heck of it, and then we're going to get into some of these stories, the call letters of some of the stations that you've been on, the talk stations you've been on.
WLAC in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
WRK.
Were you there when, Oh, I remember.
Les.
I love the guy. Les
Jameson.
Jameson. What a wonderful guy. You
legend.
Were there with him.
A legend.
Yeah.
I was there when Les was there. WXYT in Detroit.
Yep.
I was on there. I was on RKO in Boston.
All right, hold on just a second. Kevin, you'll appreciate this story. There's a little, before we really get to the meat and potatoes here, I got a couple of gossipy stories. WXYT was the talk station in Detroit for many, many years. And I think this was after, I'm trying to remember the timing with you and me. I had been offered a job and had accepted a job at WXYT.
I didn't know that.
And this would have been in 1988. So,
before me.
Before you. Okay. So the fellow who's running the station had run a station in Cincinnati, and then he went up. His name is Michael Packer. He became quite a legend in the talk radio business as a manager and also a consultant. So he hired me on a Thursday. And I was going to start a week from the following Monday. On Friday night, I get a phone call from Packer who says, oops, we've made a mistake. I said, you've made a mistake in what, hiring me? He said, well, not really directly, but it seems that the owner of the station, I can remember the name of him, it was a family, and the name is not important to the story. So this was, unbeknownst to me, Denny McLean had gotten out of jail. Remember Denny McLean, the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Remember him? Okay. So he went to jail for, I can't remember what it was. It was tax evasion, some other, whatever the hell it was. He was in jail for 4 years. He got out of jail on Thursday, and he went to see the owner of the radio station on Friday, said he wanted to do a talk show. So the guy who runs the station, he didn't care that I'd already signed a deal with him. He said, okay, we're putting Denny McLean on, and whoever this guy is from Boston, tell him he's got to go get another job. So Packer calls me up and says, sorry, this isn't going to work. And that's how I got to WCKY in Cincinnati, because Packer had been the program director there. He called the program director at CKY, said, I know you need somebody. Hire Stefan and get him out of my hair, because I'm going to have a mess if you don't hire him. So that's how I ended up in Cincinnati, because Danny McLean got the job at XYT. When were you there? You must have been there. Were you afternoon? What time were you on the air there, Victoria?
I was on the air early evenings, and I was on the air during the 92 presidential election.
Okay. So was that was, I think McLean was on it. McLean must have been there when you were there. I would have thought.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So then from XYT, where'd you go?
I went to Boston. What, with David
RKO.
Bernstein.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's when I met you.
Yep.
And then from there, you went, where'd you go after RKO?
I went to WWRC in Washington, D.C.
Okay, that was it. Yep.
A legendary radio station.
Yep. Yep. We had our time. Was Tyler Cox the program director then?
It was Gary Burns.
Okay. Yeah, another good guy.
Great program director.
Yep.
Gave you immense freedom.
And then I
went to United Stations Radio Networks.
Yep.
That's when I was syndicated out of New York City.
Yep. Yeah, we
and then
had
I
to
went
stop
back
there.
To Washington, D.C. to WMAL.
Right. Okay. So there are the credentials. Kevin has Kevin's been working for Talkers for quite a long time. Talkers has been around for 26, 27 years. Michael and I always talk about the stuff, how we ran into each other at the beginning of his doing Talkers and the stuff. And I don't mean to make this too inside, but I think it from time to time when we're doing programs like this, we kind of take for granted that people know who we are or what we've done. And so I think every once in a while it's good. Kevin has a lot of chops in talk radio, but you worked pretty much in the same station for years and years and years, didn't you?
I worked at several stations for many, many years. I was not a bounce around kind of guy, but Talkers magazine. I joined Talkers in 2000. Talkers is going to be next year. We're first going to be 29 years old this year. It'll be 30 years old in the year 2000.
Yeah, Michael and I talk about this. This is the 31st year of me doing the morning syndicator program, which started as Good Day and now is the DJV show. And it started with the advent of Limbaugh, who in August of 1988 went on the air, and I went on the air with my program on October 8th of 1988. And Talkers came around the next year, if I remember correctly.
90, summer of 90.
90. Okay, so it was 2 years after that. But, yeah, that it just I started working for a company that the investors said, okay, well, if Limbaugh can do this midday show and people will give up their inventory, that's inside for the way these people, we all get paid is we sell commercials in our program, and that's how we make our money. That's how all the syndicated shows work. In fact, that's how radio works, and television, too, for the most part. So, anyway, it's sort of a look at the excitement that's happened since then and the things that have changed in just the list, the talkers' list of the top 10, how it's become so much more political than it was when we all were kids. I think that's a way of looking at it, Kevin.
I did one of my most memorable shows ever on how fruit is never ripe, or it ripens and goes bad, and it has no flavor. And this was on WMAL, probably in 2002, I am still stopped on the street about it today.
Wow. That's very good. Kevin's most, I think Kevin did a show once on the rarefied air on the Connecticut River, right? Didn't you do a show on that, Kevin, at one point?
On the Connecticut River, probably.
Yes. Yeah, all right. It's big time stuff. All right. So we've gone through our bona fides and distracted you enough. I want to talk about the Omar comments and thoughts that have come from talk radio folks about that, and the election rules that didn't get very far this week, amongst other things, as we look at the stories and the people on the Talk Radio Countdown show. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there, I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress, it changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before.
It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine, and Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Not necessarily do we go through all of these items, the stories and the people in order. Sometimes we touch all of them. Sometimes we touch onto some of them. Number six this week is a focus on the North Koreans and Kim Jong Fatty. By the way, if you call him Fatty in Korea, they'll shoot you. And it's against the law to call him Fatty in China, too. Did you know that, you two? That it was against the
I didn't
story.
Know that, no.
Yeah, well, now you do the rest
didn't
of the story.
Didn't know that. Not a lot
yep,
of people
okay.
did.
Well, so now they do. All right, so Victoria, your take on the continuing, the weapons program probably didn't ever stop, really, did it?
No, of course it didn't stop. I mean, this is something we have to get with the program with, like the weapons program. Kim Jong-un's regime, they are reactivating a launch site called Sohae. And analysts think that, yeah, this is one of several steps Kim's taking to gain leverage as Trump demands a complete dismantlement, which North Korea actually has no intention of doing. So this is very naughty. And that's one thing that's going on. Another thing that...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So yeah. Trump says there's a discussion in Washington, as we speak, as to upping the squeeze on North Korea with sanctions. You put more squeeze. And that's supposedly what I heard anyway. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, Victoria, that the reason for the summit was because Kim Jong-un was feeling the squeeze and wanted to see if he could wiggle his way out of it. Is there any truth to that?
What Kim wanted out of the summit was relief from sanctions. That's what he always wanted. And if they had done their preparatory work, they would have known that going in and wouldn't have been surprised when Kim demanded that in the meeting. But they really hadn't done the prep work properly at the higher level. So they were surprised, and that's one of the reasons why the meeting broke down. That's what he wants. So they may put the squeeze on him, but it won't stop him from continuing to do what he's doing because
he's
really...
Well, that's because
the
Chinese are aiding and abetting, right? Behind the scenes, aren't the Chinese and the Iranians sort of feeding into what he's doing?
They may be aiding and abetting, but that's not the philosophical reason why he's doing it. He's doing it because he believes that the United States might invade.
Hmm. Might we?
But meantime... While the summit was going on, North Korean hackers kept up their attacks, some of the included efforts to hack into banks, utilities, oil and gas companies. There were 100 attacks plus during the summit.
Really?
On U.S. companies and companies around the world. I mean, that's not really a sign of good faith, is what analysts are saying.
Well, how do you know or how do you tell whether... the hack is successful. Is it deemed successful just if you hack in or if you do something like steal somebody's money or whatever?
Well, a lot of it is to get information. A lot of it is to put malware in. So they're doing different things. You know, they've got different aims with some of these hacks. So when it's banks, it might be to get money. If it's oil and gas companies, it might be to get plans. Things like that. If it's utilities, it might be to get access to the grids. There's many reasons for why they're doing it.
You know, one of our...
LinkedIn is somewhere that they're going, by the way. They want to find out about people.
Really? So they hack into LinkedIn to get... How deeply can they get into it to see profiles of people and businesses, that sort of thing? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes. They scoured LinkedIn to find the profiles of industry job recruiters, and then they sent phishing emails that were in perfect English promoting job opportunities. You click on it, and then they get access to your computer.
Great. The wonderful the technology, which people who are blind and deaf and dumb think is the fabulous New World Order. More coming up. Our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. And that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night, right at bedtime, and it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at toploss.com. Collagen stops producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is on assignment this week, so Kevin Casey is the chief cook and bottle washer, lieutenant, captain. He's like Captain America, only he's at Captain. he's at Captain Talkers. Victoria Jones is here from the Talk Radio, DC Radio Company. We're discussing some of the elements that are part and parcel of all these
these stories this week. I feel badly about Luke Perry, frankly. Here's a guy who's 52 years old. It's number nine this week on the story list. And this guy's been in nine different TV shows, done well with two or three of them. Pretty much everybody in the country knows who he was from 90210, right? Isn't that where you got started with?
That was it. That was his breakout, yeah.
Yeah. So here he is at 52, dies of a stroke. Everybody's trying to figure out, all the doctors on the air saying, oh, this is what it takes to die from a stroke. He apparently was a big smoker along the way, quit. Used to eat a lot of meat and potatoes and quit that for a vegan diet. You can get into all kinds of whys. And he's too young. But more the legacy that a guy like that leaves. Someone who is really, I guess we could all find somebody in our lives that became an icon because they were a public figure. We like movie stars. We like people who are big in terms of music, television stars, this sort of stuff. And there were people who were crying about this guy dying.
Yeah, I think most people were interested in the story. Obviously, he was a public figure and a big TV star. But I think most people were wondering, oh, my God, he died at 52 of a stroke. What's going to happen to me?
Right.
People want to know, how does someone at 52 die of a stroke? And although a stroke at 52, it does happen, it is not common, and there are a couple reasons for it. And we won't know what caused his stroke until if we get the coroner's report on exactly what caused the stroke.
So if Michael were here, he'd say this was perfect talk radio fodder, because as you just suggested, what people are thinking is there are a myriad of ways you can go with this conversation. He's 52. He dies. What about me? He was on all these great TV shows that I loved as a kid. It's so sad. It's like I've lost a piece of me. And where do you go from there? It's like the talk radio tree, described by some as the tree. Good people who do this for a living take that, as you just did, and they go in a couple of different directions because there are lots of ramifications for the individual who's listening, what they may be thinking, and 52 dying of a stroke scares the you-know-what out of a lot of people who are fat, overweight, they haven't taken care of themselves, and they go, oh, my God, this... And Perry didn't look... Perry wasn't overweight. He didn't, he didn't show abuses anyway. Face looked like he'd been a smoker for a long time, but, he'd stopped. So let's circle around to Alex Trebek, who also is a focus on the story list this week at Talkers. You can find the list, by the way, at talkers.com.
Yeah.
Of the stories and people. So Alex Trebek's got stage four. That's not of any kind of cancer. It doesn't make any difference. But this kind of cancer is the worst. And so if you didn't hear the story, he's got stage four pancreatic cancer, which kills everybody fast. There are only, I think, 3 or 4% of people that get it ever survive. So he's against the odds. Very popular guy. Do you know that those two shows that were part of the legacy of Mel Gibson, good Doug, of what's his face? Merv Griffin. He created these shows. These two guys have been on the air with these shows pretty much from the beginning. They are the most profitable television shows on the air today, and they are always number one. They're called syndicated fare, but wherever they are, they're always number one against those excess Hollywood drivel shows. And, Trebek is like everybody's father, right? Back to what you said before, Kevin, people say, my God, this guy's got this, and what's going to happen? Who's going to be the host? What am I going to do when I watch Jeopardy? That's one of the streets. And then, you talk about stage four cancers and who's had them. My wife died of stage four breast cancer. She survived 21 years, but it was a miserable existence. And so then we talk about cancer and why people get it and how come we don't have a cure for it. That's the talk radio tree again. Everybody agree? Victoria, what's your take on it?
I completely agree. There are so many different angles to this, and also the angle that, wow, and Jeopardy is the one game show that makes you think. Makes you think.
It is.
And you compete against yourself, and you compete against the competitors. And the people who are on the show, they're just regular people, and sometimes they're goofy.
Yeah.
And they win.
Yep.
Just so unassuming.
Yeah, well, he's the quintessential. The focus is not on him. It's on the game, and it's on the people, which is the way you're supposed to do that. How many people are the same with Sajak? These guys are perfect for that because it's not about them, right? And is that the way it ought to be on talk radio programs, Kevin? What do you think? The best hosts?
I think it works great for game shows because it should be about the show and not about them. And, Trebek, as you said, he's like that great, he's sort of like one of those great teachers you had in high school. He's just a really good, good guy and good teacher. And, as a talk show host, I have just the opposite. I think talk show hosts should be, as we know them, should have opinions, should have personality, and they should have a personal magnetism that draws the listener in. That being said, you could do a program where you're simply intelligent and you invite debate, dissent, and that sort of thing, and do more of sort of a documentary type BBC or type program that is less opinionated, and you could do it and possibly have success, but that's not the way talk radio as we know it in America works. It's about
the research
personalities.
Right. The research now points to exactly what you just said, and you know what the research is. It's about the host and his or her opinions. Calling onto a talk radio program is becoming passé, because if you listen around now to the better talk radio programs, they don't take calls. They don't do calls anymore. And they do because it's all about host-driven opinion and thoughts on the issues of the day. There are a couple of exceptions, but I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of Tim Conway Jr. here in Los Angeles. For my money, KFI is the best talk radio station in the country, I think, because of what we're just talking about. The fact that that you have people who express themselves, their characters in their own right. Bill Engel, for God's sakes, he's a real. I mean, all of the people, John and Ken on that station, Conway is the number one. How many AM radio stations do you know of that are number one at night around the country? Can you name more than one?
Yeah, right.
Seriously, unless there's football or baseball, baseball on them in the summertime, you won't find an AM radio station number one anywhere in the country except Los Angeles, KFI, because of Tim Conway. He's a very engaging, interesting guy, and, everybody wants to be around him. And it's kind of almost like the old days of talk radio, when the talk radio people were really stars. And, you kind of wanted to rub, it's like being around Vin Scully or something. It's very interesting to see. But it's all about opinion and how smart the audience thinks you are. If the audience thinks you're a dummy, you're cooked. And the way you write, am I right, Kevin, or not?
Well, that's very true. Yeah, you get exposed pretty quickly if you're not bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You're done if you're dumb.
Yeah. But it didn't used to be.
You were talking about callers, and there's a big, for the listeners out there, there's a big controversy in industry whether callers are important or not important to a talk show. And, for a lot of different reasons, it seems to me, my observation is that the quality of caller has declined dramatically over the last 20 years for a number of different reasons that we don't need to get into here. But I think that's part of the reason that people are going to less caller interaction.
Yep, exactly right. That is exactly it. So if you haven't noticed it and now you're saying yourself, now that you mention it, I've been listening to this station, this program. Limbaugh takes far fewer callers than he used to. Hannity, anybody with national or local, many of the national shows have gone off. The DJV show that I do in the morning, I don't take any calls anymore, mostly because it's drivel and people would like to, but that's what it is. The people who are engaged in listening to you, frankly, don't have the time to, the younger, smarter people who want to listen to the discussion don't have time to get on the air. So you leave the phones to the old people who sound old. And frankly, whether you like it or you don't like it, nobody wants to listen to some old guff from a geezer that's, doesn't sound like he or she is particularly well educated.
And remember this, too. Older folks are the ones who still have landlines. And when young people call in, they generally call on cell phones. And cell phones are atrocious as far as quality is concerned. They're unreliable, inconsistent, and it makes the show sound terrible.
Right. That's a good point, too.
That's why he's here. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine here with Victoria Jones, 44 past the hour. If you spent last night tossing and turning and didn't get a good night's rest, man, you haven't been listening to me. May I give you once again my RX to fix this problem? If you have an old mattress, maybe you've taken my advice. You get the new pillows from MyPillow.com. You got the new sheets. But have you taken care of the mattress topper? One of the big things now with the folks at MyPillow is to add, to make sure that you have the complete package. So they've come out with this fabulous mattress topper that has three layers. Layer number one, designed to provide better support. Layer number two, to alleviate pressure points. Layer number three, to make sure your body temperature is the same through the night. Let's get at it. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV so you get a better night's rest. Let's get started. All the things that are at MyPillow.com, 50 to 55% off for the most part, or special deals are added to them when you use the code DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? For example, at number 10, because of all the focus on these TV shows, the three mainstays, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry, all are in the number 10 position, tied for the 10th place on the People List from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. Kim Jong Fatty Un, number 9. Somebody sent me an email, actually said, you're being disrespectful to this guy. Hello? He deserves respect? Number 8, the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller and Manafort. Sounds like a singing team, right? Mueller and Manafort at number 4. Gerald Nadler's in 3. Michael Cohen's in the second position. And Donald Trump wins again on the People List from Talkers.com. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain. But you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as determined by the folks who manage and run Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place you see the list every week, starting at number 10 with a focus on a lot of hoops action, the NCAA playoffs, March Madness, if you will. Number 9, the controversy about leaving Netherlands, all television stories, Alex Trebek's cancer and Luke Perry dying. Number 8, ethics complaints against AOC. Number 7, the Fox News people being barred from the DNC debates. Number 6, North Korea and the weapons. Number 5, anti-Semitism and the resolution by the Democrats. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation, Trump and Russia and the probe there. Number 1,
is the fact that Mr. Cohen is going to sue Mr. Trump. That's pretty interesting, and that's what we hope all of them are. Your interesting conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so the House has approved this anti-Semitism resolution because of Ilhan Omar. I don't pronounce her name right, never have since I found out about her. My quick point here was it was pretty stupid of somebody who's a Muslim to take the shot that she did. I'll leave it at that. Kevin, what do you think? What are people saying on talk radio programs about this?
Depends upon the talk radio program. Conservative talk radio shows they think the anti-Semitism resolution is a distraction. They are, however, very upset about anything which, you know, criticizes the United States' relationship with Israel. Very important to conservatives. So that's important. You know, you can look at what Rep. Omar said, and if you really look at the words of what she said to the letter, she was criticizing the policy of the State of Israel and her policies and the relationship with the United States. Doesn't smack of anti-Semitism to me, but we're also living in an age where if you criticize Israel in any way, shape, or form, you're accused of anti-Semitism. I personally don't buy it, but you know, again, we're playing political games in Washington with this issue, it seems to me.
Yeah. Welcome to Political Gamesmanship 101. All right, Victoria, you got 30 seconds on this.
What was interesting to watch was the disarray among the Democrats during a week when they really wanted to pass H.R. 1 and to see the generational divide, something that has not been resolved and something that Republicans are looking to pounce on. And that's interesting.
Yeah. Right. Take advantage of it. Yeah, that is interesting because the Democrats really are all over the place, where the Republicans seem to be only maybe in two or three different directions. So that's it. All right, Kevin, thank you for being here. Kevin Casey from Talkers. Check out the list at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman not available for our overview of what's going on in the world of... I want to talk to him about a couple of scams I've been involved in. Meanwhile, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here. And I want to explore an asset, it's a facet and an asset for people who listen, hosts that have credibility. When they go somewhere or they interview somebody, does it make a difference? Does, if you hear somebody, even we can do this with commercials, somebody doing, like I did a few minutes ago, a commercial for MyPillow, becomes part of the radio program, and it's not the same tune-out factor as you have when you're listening to some other spots. And I wonder if the same rule holds true, as Victoria explains what she's doing with several national and local talk radio figures. Next month we're going to take a trip to Ireland. How does that work, and why do people want to hear the stories that will be told by those of us who go on the trip? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
All right, so as a part of the talk radio world, Victoria and I have not been around the block just once. We've been around the block a few times. And in our time, I've been invited to go on many different trips. I've been to 40 different countries, mostly under the auspices, or certainly many times, of the governments of these countries who want to have talk radio people come over and tell folks the story of a country or a location or something going on overseas, such was the case with me going to China, for example. I did go with you to Ireland, what was it, about 7 years ago, I think it was, when we did last time. And I've been all over the Middle East. I've been everywhere telling stories. And I wonder, obviously, folks think that it's effective, otherwise they wouldn't invite us to do it. But how does it work? How do people respond, audiences, to folks like us going overseas and telling stories about events or people that we're meeting when we're traveling? What impact does it have, do you think, Victoria?
I think it has various impacts. One of the things is that people find that it makes the places come alive, mm-hmm, in a way that if they have not yet traveled there, they didn't realize. For example, one of the places we're going to be going is the Wild Atlantic Way. And the Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland is 1,500 miles of unbelievable coastline stretching all the way from the southern tip of Ireland all the way up the west coast to the very northern tip in Northern Ireland. And it's some of the most spectacular coastal scenery in the world. And we're going to be driving up it and taking pictures, posting them on social media, doing interviews, talking about it, probably calling in live to your show and saying, we're standing on top of a cliff and this is what we're seeing and oh my God. And you know, and people go, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, I should see this. And along the way, there are castles, yes. And there are ghosts, yes. And there are seals.
Ghosts.
And dolphins. And unbelievable villages and food and drink and people. And it all comes alive for people and they want to go.
Well, that's the idea. Telling stories, pictures, word pictures are an important part of what we do here. So I just wanted to get that little overview from Victoria of that trip. Thank you for being here on this trip with us. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Report of an armed man at a hospital north of Manhattan. As of 9:30 local time, New York Presbyterian's Lawrence Hospital in Bronxville was on lockdown. Westchester County police say no victims or gunmen have been found, and police were checking security footage. With Britain due to leave the EU in less than 3 weeks, lawmakers are poised to choose the country's direction, at least for now, from among three starkly different choices: deal, no deal, or delay.
Lawmakers will vote again on Tuesday on Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal with the EU. If against the odds they approve it, May will have delivered on her promise of an orderly Brexit and snatched an astonishing political victory from the jaws of a widely predicted defeat. But if the deal is rejected, lawmakers will vote the following day on if they want to leave the EU as planned on March 29 without a deal at all. If that one goes nowhere, a vote scheduled for Thursday would decide whether to ask the EU to delay Britain's departure by up to 3 months. Charles de Ledesma, London.
India's Election Commission announcing Sunday the national elections will begin April 11th as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party seeks a second term. More at townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Ireland to Washington this coming week.
On Thursday, the President will host the Irish Prime Minister to celebrate St. Patrick's Day a few days early. The Prime Minister will participate in the annual Shamrock Ceremony, presenting Mr. Trump with a bowl of Ireland's famous greens. The White House says the two also will discuss how to strengthen relations between the U.S. and Ireland, enhance economic ties, and maintain progress achieved by the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Several thousand people rallied in Moscow to protest legislation they fear could lead to widespread internet censorship for Russian users. The sanctioned rally on Sunday was organized in response to a bill in parliament that would route all internet traffic through servers in Russia, making virtual private networks, or VPNs, ineffective. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal officials reached a settlement with ExxonMobil on federal clean air claims arising from a deadly 2013 fire at its Beaumont, Texas refinery.
Two workers died and 10 others were hurt in the April 17, 2013 fire, which erupted as workers used a torch to remove bolts from the top of a device called a heat exchanger. The Irving, Texas-based petroleum giant agreed to pay a $616,000 civil penalty. It'll also hire an independent auditor to audit company procedures for opening such equipment as the heat exchanger and purchase a hazardous material incident command vehicle for the Beaumont Fire and Rescue Service, valued at $730,000. Jeremy House reporting.
March 10, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell's assistant, Thomas Watson, heard Bell say over his experimental telephone, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you," from the next room of Bell's Boston laboratory. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, bring in a group of stalwart talk hosts to talk about what's going on, what they've been talking about, and comparing that to what's on the list. From Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com every single week. The 10 top stories and the 10 people, two lists, for us to talk about here. We're joined by Rick Jensen, who is a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Always happy to have him with us. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick, I'm going to go through the stories, but I'm going to take some liberties in this hour this week because I'm in attendance. Rich McFadden isn't with us because he's here in Los Angeles with me, but he's too lazy to get out of bed at the early hour. You and I are here with Victoria. We're at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of too many. Talkers has a convention in June. These fellas, a couple of consultants, put together this group of people, and it's in both circumstances, because our business has become so small, it's generally the same group
We're on the West Coast in Los Angeles for this one, and in New York for the Talkers Convention in June. So you get some of the East Coasters, some of the West Coasters, and then there are always the people that come from the middle of the country that go to both places. And it's very interesting, but it's becoming a smaller group because there are fewer and fewer people like you and me who make their living talking on the radio to people about issues or whatever the heck is going on. And so I want to go through these lists. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a good point, but gosh, you'd think podcasters would want to be involved as well, because communication is communication, right?
Well, there is now the drift toward podcasting, and what was not necessarily considered taboo by the talk people who were doing regular radio, now it's a part of the bill of fare. So on the two-day agenda here for that, yes, there's been a lot of discussion about podcasts with podcasters who are here, a couple of people who have made careers in radio from what they did in podcasting, because when you and I were kids, there was a farm team. We worked on little radio stations, and we worked in little money, and we figured out how to do things. And then, you know, as we grew, we got better jobs and got paid more. At least that's the plan. So anyway, the situation now is we don't have a farm team, because we don't have many local hosts on smaller or medium-sized radio stations, because they take syndicated fare. So the podcasters are the ones that are proving to be the next generation of talk people. And it's interesting to see who's shown up there. And during the course of our conversation this morning, I'll bring up some of the issues that have come up. Right now, though, I want to go through the stories for you, Victoria, and the audience. At number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio and what's doing here and there. There's a lot of focus at this convention on sports talk, as a matter of fact, because it isn't really the claim that the sports people are. They had this guy, Colin Coward. You know his story. He's a big sports talk guy. I don't listen to sports talk radio, so I don't know, but he's supposedly some big dude, and there's a lot of controversy around him. And he was talking about what he has done, because they're trying to sell to the talk community that sports talk is the nice, friendly place to be, whereas issue-oriented talk radio isn't so friendly anymore, as much as it might be, because it's too political. Anyway, so that was part of the focus, and a lot of the things going on in the world of sports that make for interesting conversation usually shows up at number 10 on the story list on the talk countdown. Number 9 this week, Alex Trebek and his cancer diagnosis, the passing of Luke Perry. I think there has to be in there the controversy about Michael Jackson with Leaving Neverland. Anyway, that's all sort of combined into one, because they had to have a catch-all for these things, and because they were discussed and they needed to be acknowledged on the countdown. The ethics complaint against Miss AOC, the money laundering, she seems to have stepped right into politics, as usual, and she just got there. Number 7, the fact that the DNC was dumb enough to say to Fox News, you can't come to our debates. I mean, what a bunch of stupid. Anyway, number six, the weapons program in North Korea. Number 5, the anti-Semitism resolution. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation. Number 1, the fact that Mr. Cohen has decided to sue the Trump Organization. It's more of the same, maybe a little different flavor, but this stuff keeps going on. Number 10 on the people list, Michael Jackson and Alex Trebek and Luke Perry. Number 9, Kim John Fatty. Number 8, AOC. Number 7, Ms. Omar, who's not got a lot of common sense either. I put the two of them together, actually. Adam Schiff is number 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mueller and Manafort at 4, Nadler at 3, Cohen at 2, and Trump at 1. Okay. So, Victoria, I'm here in Los Angeles at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of the two big conventions that goes on every year. Talkers Magazine puts theirs on in June. And a lot of the hosts that are here spent a lot of time talking about the Manafort sentencing, and there has been a lot of due attention to it, whether he deserved to get more or less. I have my strong feelings about it, and I'm sure you and Rick want to be heard. So let's start with you, Victoria, and what you hear on the street about the fact that Manafort got, 47 months, and probably won't serve that, in fact.
Probably won't serve that because he's already, you know, served quite a bit, but he is up for some more sentencing. Well, I mean, prosecutors.
Well, let's clarify that he's up for some more sentencing because there's another case against
him. There's another case. That's right.
State court.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Prosecutors had sought 19 to 24 years. And that with the crimes that he was convicted of, that is actually more sort of along the lines of what you could get. But the judge made it very clear that he felt that he should get 47 months in prison and that was more appropriate for him. And the judge was actually, I'm not going to say whether he was lenient or not lenient, but the judge was quite sympathetic to Manafort. What was interesting about Manafort was that, you know, he spoke for himself for the first time. He did sit quite a lot of the time with his eyes closed. But he never expressed regret for what he'd done, and the judge did comment on that. He talked about his own suffering and the suffering of his family, but he didn't really talk about anybody else's. But one of the things that the prosecutors made a point of was that, you know, he had cut a deal and to cooperate with them, and the prosecutors made the point that, well, he was supposed to tell them things, and he didn't tell them, number one, anything they didn't know. And of the things he did tell them, he told them a bunch of lies. And so, you know, that wasn't exactly helpful. And so that was one of the points there. So it was interesting. But I do think that it is an appropriate sentence for somebody who's 69.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rick, your take on this?
Here in Delaware, it's mostly a Democratic state, so when you talk with people, they're likely, more than likely, to be Democrats. And the vast majority of people with whom I speak believe this whole thing is political. But I ask them the question, so when it's a Democrat who's president, someone you like and voted for, how would you feel if this was being done against him or hurt? And they look at me and say, well, I just don't think that would happen. So there's this... Exactly. Yeah, I know. And so there's this realization, I think, an acceptance that this is partisan politics being played out in the courtrooms, and you either accept it or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is it? I mean, I think that's a good point, but I think we have to look at also, if we're going to look at this, at what Mueller's mandate was, which was that he was to look at possible crimes arising out of his investigation. That's very clear, and it's something that we often forget. And if he came across possible crimes in the course of his investigation into the possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election and any possible conspiracy by people involved, then he was to investigate those. And he did come across that.
Well, he came across stuff because these people are stepping on themselves. They talk too much. They don't tell the truth. So they get caught not on what the original mandate was, but on something else.
That was part of the original mandate, Doug. That was the mandate.
But it's get them in any way you can get them. That's really what that's what the outcropping of this is. I don't want to belabor the conversation. Quick comment from me. On this is that, as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't spend a day in jail, and neither should anybody else who's a white-collar criminal. If you look at all of the discussion, one of the main objectives of the Congress this year is to do prison reform. There are a million people in jail in America who, in my estimation, ought not to be there. People who smoke weed, people who have done things that only hurt themselves, people who did things that didn't hurt anybody, but yet they are described as crimes. Those people deserve to pay back. Manafort stole a lot of money from the government. Yeah. Manafort has cheated a lot of people, and in fact, now I'm the taxpayer, and I paid for going after him. I don't like that. I think he should be paying back the government. He should be paying back me, and he doesn't do that sitting in a jail cell wasting time. He does that with a job. Somebody gives him an ankle bracelet. He goes to work, makes money, and he writes whatever he makes other than a substance living goes back into the government, or goes to pay back the people that he really defrauded. That's you and me, the taxpayer. So that's where I just think
hoorah,
this is ridiculous. The whole thing is a damned ridiculous reality. Okay, we'll move along in a moment or two. First, though, I want you to think about how well you rested last night. There are now, if we're into the era of My Pillow really kind of almost taking over that whole business, whether it's pillows and mattresses and mattress covers and she, and they're into everything. And the latest thing, if you watch television, you listen to the radio, all the ads are for the mattress topper that's new and fabulous. I've got one for my bed that I haven't actually put on because it just was delivered to me. So use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, excuse me, and sleep better. Get the MyPillow mattress cover and MyPillows all together. Great deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. People ask all the time, what do you folks do during the breaks? Well, we were just singing to each other, singing Strangers in the Night. These are strangers on the radio. Rick Jensen, very strange
yes,
guy
sir.
From WDEL, and he'll answer to that. Victoria Jones has her own strangeness as well. She runs the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the charts, have conversation about some of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. Number eight is the... I did go through both lists. Yeah, okay. So number eight on the story list is AOC and the ethics complaint against her. I'm happy to pile on to whatever shots are being taken at her. I just think that I saw something yesterday which must have been generated by her PR person. AOC, the leader of the Democratic Party, the future of the Democratic Party, she's already running for president. And so with this complaint
of what
she... Where
did you see that? That's a scream.
I saw it, I want to say, no, I was at the convention, and I'll find it, Victoria, I'll tell you, don't let me forget.
That's funny.
Anyway, so she is accused of laundering $1 million. She just got there, and she's already got the hang of things.
Yeah.
So,
you know, a headline like that is going to make no friends with Nancy Pelosi, and we know who has real power there. That's not a good idea to be saying that you're the leader.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the thing that is really troubling about both this and the discussion surrounding, is it Ilhan Omar? How do we pronounce that woman's first name?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, okay.
Omar
anyway,
the hater.
Well, you know, I don't know if she really is or she isn't. She's just not very smart to expect that somebody who's Muslim making a comment like this is just going to go off into the ethos someplace. Without, I mean, just if you think about where you are, you're a freshman. You want to kind of get used to your, but I think she's getting being encouraged by all the attention being given to AOC. So okay, I'll get some attention on me. But it's different, much different. Whether it ought to be or it isn't, it really the reality is it is. She's Muslim. You take a shot at Israelis or Jews or whatever in that ilk, and you're going to get pummeled. And she did not only by bystanders, but the Democrats took her to the Woodhouse and to the woodshed. And I thought it was interesting what Joe Lieberman had to say, who's a Jew that's been in Congress and was in the Senate and was vice presidential candidate with Al Gore and a fellow who, as I consider him a friend, he's a fabulous human being. He and his wife both are great, great, great people, and they were great public servants. They never dipped their hand into the trough like these other clowns do. But he said, you know, I mean, the attention on it has maybe been a little bit exaggerated, but it was brought about because this woman isn't Muslim. And you just don't do stuff like that if you have any common sense at all. And that maybe goes for AOC. I remind people of what Whoopi Goldberg said, you know, shut up, sit down, and learn your job. Basically,
which is what Hillary Clinton very smartly did,
and
but you see, but it's a younger generation, and they view things differently. And this whole Omar thing was viewed. There was the reason why there was such a blow up in the Democratic Party was there was a generational split over this.
Yeah, there is. And so, what does that tell you about the future of the Democratic Party? Is there going to be which way do they go and how do they want to govern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I thought it was interesting the resolution that brought about the disengagement of one side and the other here. It wasn't just Republicans, but the old-time Democrats, man. They don't want anything to do with this stuff. And you'd think the younger, newer members would be sensitive to it because that's sort of their generation. You know, we got to give everybody equality and everybody needs to be treated well. And yet you take a shot like that. And it's just okay. I think we've made our case. We've had their, that focus. We'll continue looking at the stories. The Talk Radio Review is what you're listening to. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here.
What's that saying about
You can't pour from an empty cup. You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great. And just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Other members of the group here that normally are on the air with us are in attendance at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is taking place this weekend here in Los Angeles. I'm there, but I'm also here. So it's earlier in the day, so I can do
Doug.
This. Yes, it is very existential. Thank you, Victoria, for noticing that. A couple of things. There's a frustration level here with me because I don't like to talk about the same thing over and over again. And I follow the rules and go through the stories because these are, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, the things that most of the conventional news talk stations are discussing. One of the things that came out in this conversation here with programmers as to how it's done now versus how it used to be done, and I kind of remember this, but there are some names who are here. There's a radio guy named Randy Michaels, who most of us on the inside know and people outside don't know who he is, but he was responsible for making what was Clear Channel and then iHeart the largest radio corporation in the world. He trickster character. He is at this convention, and I haven't talked to him since I was on the air against him in Cincinnati in the 1980s. And he didn't like me, and I didn't much like him. But he went on to have a fabulous career, and we had a wonderful conversation yesterday after he was given an award by this group. And the focus was on basically how he handled talk radio and what he told his people to do when it came to running the stations. He wanted to do on talk what they were doing on music, and that was play the hits. So a lot of the talk radio folks, I remember, maybe you remember this too, Rick and Victoria from your days. I don't know if they did it in Boston or the other stations because you've had some great call letters behind your name as well as Rick. I had forgotten this, actually, but I remember when I was working on a station. It wasn't the Cincinnati station. It was a station in Baltimore. And we were told what the hits were. And we were told, like the guys on the jocks are told what music to play, we were told what to talk about. We weren't told how to talk about it, but we were told, like, there were four or five main stories that you wanted to get into your rotation at least once during your three-hour shift. And it would have been from the talkers list or whatever other resources they had, but it would have, they didn't want you talking about anything other than what the big stories were. Don't waste your time talking about, you know, how wonderful the weather is or what, you know, that stuff didn't play on those stations. And that's how they maintain the management. And Randy was one of them, and Gabe Hobbs, who's putting this convention on, was Randy's talk guy. And so they were, you know, they were told, do it this way, and that's the way they did it, and they became fabulously successful. All of the stations, the Clear Channel, the iHeart talk stations, are pretty much the best ones, or they have been in the traditional sense, in the markets where they are. So not always, but for the most part they were, and they followed this plan. So I think, in talking about talk radio and what went on behind the scenes, I think a lot of people are fascinated to know how the soup is made. And so I tell you that story because it involves, as I said, I'm the top four or five stories here ought to be what we spend most of our time on, according to talkers. But I find in my own world, in the radio program that I do every day, it doesn't suit me. And I'm not exactly unsuccessful. I'm celebrating 55 years on the air, 31 years of doing a morning program. So yay. I don't, you know, okay. Yeah. So I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying
well,
there's room for a little disagreement as to how to do this, but have I always been number one? No, I've rarely been number one. I was number one in El Paso for about 14 years.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
You know, but it seems to me that the audience, we do a disservice to the audience in trying to make everybody the same. And that's why there are so many different music formats now that they weren't. When I was a kid playing music in the 60s and 70s, everybody was playing music from everywhere. I mean, Perry Como would be next to the Doobie Brothers. You know, that kind of stuff. Whatever the hits were, that's what we played. Yeah, don't find that today. And because all of this stuff has become so stratified. And I think that's what's going on in the news talk business as well. There are people who want to talk about these issues and make them political. And then there are other folks who want to talk about what kind of has context for your life. And maybe you take some of these issues and more thoroughly look at how they affect you. That's why I said what I did about the Manafort sentencing, because in my mind, I don't give a damn about Manafort, but I do care about the people who are in prison who ought not to be there, and the society who allows this sort of to happen. At expense, we're the ones who are paying. We may say, oh, those guys belong locked up. Well, who the hell do you think pays for that? You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. $40,000 a year to have somebody locked away in jail for smoking weed? What are you, nuts?
And so I think that's exactly how you use that. In Cincinnati in the 80s, I worked briefly for and then against Randy as well. The guy was brilliant. If you were a program director for him, he would give you $100. He'd say, don't spend it. That's bail money. One day I'll ask you to do something. that's just the way the guy is.
I found, though, that
if you can tell a good story, like he'll give you like eight things you got to talk about. Okay, fine. But he gives you. But if you can take, you can tell a good story. You can take a local story and weave it into something you really care about. Because honestly, Doug, you just expressed what many of us feel is the most important thing about talk radio. It's passion. If there's something you believe in, people get that. They know it.
Right.
Like you
they
with the sentencing, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's why
my
a lot
cue.
Of.
This is
go
my
ahead.
Cue.
Yeah, all right. So Victoria has a story that she's dying to tell and discuss. So help yourself. You're on.
Rats. Mice. Mold. Mold. Mildew. Leaked ceilings. Cracked foundations. Bad plumbing. What? Yes. And this is in military homes. And what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We have got our soldiers and their families living in homes at places like Fort Bragg with rats, mice, mold, mildew, military facilities all around the U.S., thousands of military families suffering from shoddy work or ignored calls for repairs from whom? Private companies that provide maintenance, because back in the late 90s, Congress shifted the maintenance of on-base housing from the military services to private companies. They also cut the cash to save money and speed the process. And now what's happening? People are having rats, mice, mold, mildew, and crumbling foundations. And this followed a Reuters news investigation last year that brought this to light. Finally, the Senate Armed Services Committee had a hearing and called the military on the carpet about this. And military leaders told lawmakers they would make sure that service members lived in decent housing. But after the press brought this to light, by the way, they didn't do anything on their own.
So this is another example of the private sector, which usually does things more cost effectively. The public sector, we all know, is full of corruption and full of waste and fraud and abuse. But when we let the private guys come in, there's no supervision of them because they're usually sweetheart deals. So they get away with the same stuff. Meanwhile, the people that we ought to be patronizing to the fullest extent that we can, people, whether we agree with going to Afghanistan or Iraq, that's not the issue. These people volunteer often at great cost to themselves and their families because they believe in patriotism. You know, some of them do it because they can't get a job. But for the most part, the people that go in there have really good intentions. Breaks up the family. A lot of people that go into the service get divorced if they're married. I mean, it's a mess. And then they get screwed over by having barracks like Victoria's just described. And then after they get out, they get screwed over by the VA because there's nobody to take care of PTSD. I don't care what the government says. Oh, things are better in the VA. Bunk 'em. They aren't. You can find people on every street corner, literally, here in Los Angeles. There were military, and they were in for 4 years, 8 years, 10 years. They get out. They couldn't find a job. They're living homeless under the bridge of the 10. And I, last night, I almost ran over somebody. It was dark when I was coming back to where I am from the convention. And literally, I went under a bridge on Sepulveda, under the 10, and there's a guy who was standing in the middle of the road who was, I don't know what the problem was. I almost got out of the car to see if I could help him, but somebody else just blew a horn at him and scared him and got him out of the way. But this is the kind of stuff that we don't talk about enough. This affects all of us, and yes, it certainly affects people. What kind of morality is there in asking somebody to serve, paying them crap wages, putting them in conditions when they're in the service like Victoria described, and when they get out, they get nothing but jobbed around by the government. It wastes more time telling them why they can't have service than why they can't. Is out. I mean, we can find, there's always stuff you can find holes at, and well, yeah, America's a great place to live,
over,
but this is awful.
Why wasn't this all over CNN, MSNBC, and Fox?
Yeah, because it's
why,
a good point.
Jerk off on this and hear it on NPR.
Right. Yeah, okay, so you made your point. That's a good story, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? There is a solution. You know, I love talking about solutions to problems. So you're trying to lose weight. You want to feel great. You want to, well, you don't want to break the bank, nor do you want to break your back. So if you don't want to exercise and do a lot of things, I say to you, you need to exercise. It is one of the tenets of staying on a weight loss program. But in order to get started so that you see results, my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, website toploss.com, and look at what the product Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, can do for you. Look at the testimonials. Not only you're losing the weight, but keeping it off. The program is not complex, but I got 60 seconds to tell you the story. I'm just going to tell you that it works. Collagen is the natural number one product that's in Calitren. That's why I support it, because it's all natural. No hocus pocus with a lot of caffeine and things. Nope. This works. Go to toploss.com. And if you don't believe me, try it. And if you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. That's the way to do it. Use the code DJV for a half-price deal that they have on Calitren to lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as determined by the folks who manage and run Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place you see the list every week, starting at number 10 with a focus on a lot of hoops action, the NCAA playoffs, March Madness, if you will. Number 9, the controversy about leaving Netherland, all television stories, Alex Trebek's cancer and Luke Perry dying. Number 8, ethics complaints against AOC. Number 7, the Fox News people being barred from the DNC debates. Number 6, North Korea and the weapons. Number 5, anti-Semitism and the resolution by the Democrats. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation, Trump and Russia and the probe there. Number 1 is the fact that Mr. Cohen is going to sue Mr. Trump. That's pretty interesting, and that's what we hope all of them are. Your interesting conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Rheumatic diseases in which the immune system attacks a certain area of the body are the nation's leading cause of disability.
One woman in 12 will develop some type of autoimmune disease during the course of her lifetime, and one man in 20 will develop some type of disease during the course of his lifetime. So very frequent diseases.
Mayo Clinic rheumatologist Dr. Eric Madison says new research is leading to better management of these diseases, including a number of drugs to treat the effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Another area of focus is on finding ways to avoid replacement of a disease-damaged joint with an artificial joint.
What we really would like is a new biological joint, something that can regenerate the cartilage, something that can regenerate the bone. So this is a major thrust here at Mayo and other institutions as well.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? For example, at number 10, because of all the focus on these TV shows, the three mainstays, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry, all are in the number 10 position, tied for the 10th place on the People List from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. Kim Jong Fatty Un, number 9. Somebody sent me an email, actually said, you're being disrespectful to this guy. Hello? He deserves respect? Number 8, the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller and Manafort. Sounds like a singing team, right? Mueller and Manafort at number 4. Carol Nadler's in 3. Michael Cohen's in the 2nd position. And Donald Trump wins again on the People List. Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, the Neverland controversy with the HBO documentary that was on Sunday and Monday night of this past week. How did it impact you, Rick?
So this many years out, having lived through all this the angst when Michael Jackson was actually living, I am proud to say I don't care.
About Jackson then or now?
At what point do people get over it? Yeah, at what point do people, you know, and at what point do you listen to a Cosby recording again? You know, it's yeah, it's over. I mean,
all right, Victoria, what's your point of view on this? What do you think?
My point of view is I think for many people they were holding hope against hope that maybe he wasn't that. And any hope they had was shattered when they watched that documentary.
You think it's all true? The whole thing is nothing
absolutely.
But the truth,
I believe those men.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Okay. I don't know that I don't believe them. I just find it interesting that where is the other side? In a good documentary, there ought to be both sides presented, I thought, anyway. And there was only one side presented here. And that was Michael Jackson was a lech. I rode on a train with Michael for 4 hours from London down to South England about 10, 12, I don't know, 15 years ago. I can't remember when I did it. And it was very interesting to see. I thought he was very childlike, frankly, in the time that I spent with him. All right, 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increased my intake schedule earlier in the day, and 2 days later, all symptoms gone. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that I see. Yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code DJV.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's.
Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Ghirardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Ghirardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Ghirardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Ghirardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Ghirardetto's Crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Ghirardetto's. That's Ghirardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Ghirardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for the countdown from number 5 to number 1. The big stories from the world of technology this week. And to do that, I have engaged the help and the wisdom and the mind of Victoria Keelan, who starts us off at number 5 with a focus on Lyft. I said to my son, okay, we're going to get the Lyft app on my phone this weekend. Maybe I should buy some stock too, right?
Yeah. Well, Lyft is the first app-based ride-hail company to file IPO, initial public offering documents, with the SEC. And the filing came at the end of last week. And, of course, the big news here is that Lyft beat Uber to go public. And everyone thought for sure Uber would be the first company to go public. Uber is still the larger of the two and has a bigger market share. But for a lot of reasons, actually, Uber has had all kinds of public, you know, they've had very public scandals, and they've had all kinds of issues with the drivers, and Lyft has really managed to kind of skate by without any of those same scandals, and that is possibly one of the reasons why Lyft made it to the IPO status before Uber. And Lyft now says that they have 18.6 million active riders and over a million drivers, and that's at the end of 2018. Those were the numbers that they announced, and they've been aggressively courting riders. They've heavily discounted their fares, which compared to Uber, I've always found Lyft to be a lot cheaper. And most of the time during the week, they have different fares and specials and things like that. So all of that combined is probably the reason that it made it all the way to the SEC. So we'll see what the IPO price will be. There are speculations, but we don't really know yet. So we'll have to wait and see what it actually goes for. But I think Lyft is definitely a company that's worth investing in. They have they've also invested themselves in bikes and scooters and public transportation. So they're looking at a lot of different modes of transportation beyond just, you know, sharing a cab.
Well, they met with a lot of challenges and obstacles, and they've elevated their brand,
well.
I think, quite well. I think it's a good deal. It'll be interesting. Big payday for the people who founded it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that comes out of it. Number 4 this week, a focus on, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, Facebook, because it's about Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Instagram, there's a new study this week that came out where it showed that children are negatively influenced by seeing unhealthy foods on Instagram. And what they did was they took a look at real social media influencers. Now, these are people who have over a million followers each. And when they showed this group of kids, it's 176 kids that they used between the ages of 9 to 11, when they showed them unhealthy snacks, those kids in the control group ate 32% more calories compared to the kids in the other group who were shown healthy food and non-food images. So it's another example for parents. Just be aware of what your kids are looking at, because if an influencer has got a bag of Doritos, your kid was most likely going to want a bag of Doritos as well.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, AT&T making a lot of changes now that they run Time Warner.
Yes, AT&T had a big week. They the Department of Justice was going up against AT&T and their Time Warner merger. However, a judge issued a ruling in favor of AT&T. This is an $85.4 billion acquisition, basically, of Time Warner. The new name is called Warner Media, and some of the biggest changes that we'll see will benefit viewers of HBO, especially because they are planning 150 hours of original programming for this year. That's a 50% jump from 2018, and they are going head on against Hulu and Netflix and Amazon. Those are the main competitors. So that's a great benefit. I think we'll see some good stuff coming from that.
All right, net neutrality is number two this week.
Yeah, Democrats plan to introduce legislation that would essentially reinstate net neutrality laws that were repealed in 2017. It's called Save the Internet Act, and we'll see where this ends up going. 22 state attorneys general from 22 states and the District of Columbia have asked a federal appeals court to reinstate net neutrality rules. That hearing will actually happen this summer. I don't know that that's going to get turned over, which is why Democrats especially, and there are some Republicans who are behind this as well in rural areas. So scrapping the new net neutrality rules is important.
All right, Facebook, number one, losing a lot of people who use Facebook.
Yep, Facebook lost 15 million key users. Now, when I say key users, that means they are the coveted 12 to 34-year-old demographic. However, a little bit of good news for Facebook, they actually saw some gains among people who are 55 and older. Facebook not getting any younger, but they're all going to Instagram.
All right. So anyway, that's the story of the top five items this week in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Cast their ballots not to select, but rather to show their approval of, or at least theoretically disapproval of, that candidate. The Assembly is, at least on paper, the highest organ of power in North Korea. One university student, Kim Ju-gyeong, says she's proud to be voting for the first time. She wants to do the best for the future of her country. Then an election committee official at a cable factory in central Pyongyang told the AP, in reality, no one votes against the candidate. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Venezuelans reached new levels of desperation Sunday as the country's worst blackouts took their toll. People were seen gathering in large numbers at springs in the mountains of Caracas to collect water and scrounging for scarce cash to pay for food in the few shops that were open. Engineers restored power in some places with electricity and communications. China's Civilian Aviation Authority has ordered all Chinese airlines to temporarily ground their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after one of the aircraft crashed in Ethiopia. The authority said the order, lasting for most of Monday, was taken out of safety concerns because the Ethiopian crash was the second in similar circumstances since an Indonesian crash of a Lion Air flight in December. Eight Chinese were among the 157 people killed in the Ethiopian crash outside of Addis Ababa. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas is up 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.50. That's 9 cents lower than we were paying a year ago. Highest price in San Francisco, lowest $2.13 in St. Louis. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Another comic book topper at the movies, Captain Marvel delivered a much-needed jolt to the box office this weekend. We get the latest in this report from correspondent Ben Thomas.
About to show these boys how we do it. You ready?
Higher, further, faster, baby.
Yes, baby.
Captain Marvel burst into theaters this weekend with a $153 million domestic opening. Globally, it earned an estimated $455 million, ranking as the sixth largest of all time. Starring Brie Larson in the title role, it's Marvel Studios' first female-fronted superhero movie and one of its most successful character debuts ever.
Try to keep up.
How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World was a distant second with $14.7 million at the box office, while Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral was third at $12 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us about an AIDS virus discovery.
HIV, the AIDS virus, can be suppressed with antiviral drugs for life. An HIV patient needing a bone marrow transplant matched to a donor with a rare gene for HIV resistance and now persists clear of HIV without antiviral drugs. HIV drugs are safe and affordable, where bone marrow transplants are risky and expensive, so not useful as a general cure. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School getting a $50 million donation that will allow the university to hire 13 new faculty chairs. The gift is the largest ever received by the public university in Northern Virginia. It comes from the estate of the late Judge Allison Roos and his wife Dorothy, which had previously given $43 million to the Conservative Heritage Foundation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and let's live the life of Riley. And later, George and Gracie contribute to the war effort by planting a victory garden. This first comedy debuted on NBC's Blue Network in January of 1944 and aired for the next 7 years. There were two different television versions. The first, Life of Riley, launched in 1949, while the radio show was still going strong. But as lead actor William Bendix's RKO movie contract prevented him from working on TV, Jackie Gleason was cast instead. That Life of Riley only lasted a single season, but a few years later, a Bendix-led version came to television and fared much better. Of course, we're all about radio, so listen now for Bendix joined by Paula Winslow as wife Peg, with Louise Erickson as Babs, and Bobby Ellis as Junior, John Brown as Digger Odell, and also listen for Jim Backus as Mr. Watson, and a celebrity guest as the neighbor. This is from May 5th, 1950.
It's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents, transcribed, The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. It's after midnight, and all is quiet in the Riley household. It's over an hour since the Rileys have retired, and in their bedroom, all that can be heard is the faint ticking of a clock. And the sound of Riley's even breathing. Suddenly, the stillness of the night is shattered by an unearthly wail.
What's that? What was that? Peg! Peg, wake up.
Hmm? Oh, what's the matter?
I heard a scream.
Oh, you must have been dreaming. Go back to sleep.
No, I heard it clear as anything. A horrible scream. Sounded like it came from next door, Peg. Peg, maybe they're in trouble. Maybe it's a burglar.
Oh, stop imagining things.
While we're here arguing, our neighbor may be having his throat cut.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go over there and capture the murderer?
Would you, Peg? I'd go, but my bathrobe needs pressing.
Go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, it's only the canter baby next door.
Why can't they keep that pesky kid quiet?
Well, it's only an infant.
Oh, I ain't gonna stand for this.
Now, what are you doing? Oh, get back to bed.
Will you keep that kid quiet? We're trying to get some sleep. It's waking up the whole neighborhood.
Shut up! Walk her up with your horrible snoring.
You keep that kid quiet. I got some rights as your neighbor.
You ain't no neighbor. You're a rivet gun with hair on it.
What?
You!
Oh, Riley, please. Close the window.
The nerve of that ape. I woke the kid with my snoring. I never snored in my life.
Oh, come on back to bed.
That kid will keep it up all night. I'll never get back to sleep now. Once I wake up... Oh, there it goes again. Oh, this has got to stop. I'm going to tell those canters once and for all.
It's not the canters. That's the Johnson baby.
The Johnsons had a baby?
Yes, last week.
Another one? They just had one 3 years ago.
For heaven's sake, will you go to sleep?
Holy smoke, listen to that. That Johnson baby makes enough noise for two.
There are two. They have twins.
Twins? What some people won't do just to get an income tax deduction. Now they woke the cater kid up.
Oh, come on back to bed. Let's get some sleep.
How can we sleep with this racket? First thing in the morning, we start looking for another house. Peg, did you hear what I said?
We'll discuss it in the morning.
I mean it. We're moving out of this maternity ward. Morning, Peg.
Morning, dear.
Morning, Pop.
Breakfast ready?
What are you so grumpy about?
Listen, Peg. If we can find a beautiful three-bedroom house with two baths and a den for less than $60 a month.
No.
What do you mean, no?
We're not moving.
Now, wait, Peg. Last night you said we'd discuss it.
We just did, and I said no.
Uh, call that a discussion?
Well, that's all I have to say on the subject. I'm perfectly satisfied with this house.
Now, just a minute, Peg. Just a minute. You know, you ain't the only one in this family. The kids have got a say in this, too. I believe everything should be democratic in the family, and we're 3-1 against you.
I don't want to move. My whole gang lives around here.
Finish your breakfast, Riley.
No, just a minute. Just a minute. It's still 2-2, ain't it, Babsy?
Don't count on me. I don't want to move. I like this house.
That's 3-1 against you, Pop.
Yeah, well, you kids are underage. You're too young to vote. This is between me and your mother.
Now, look, Riley, it's crazy to give up a perfectly good house just because a little baby next door
happens. Ain't just a baby. It's a lot of things. The whole neighborhood.
Well, this is a wonderful neighborhood.
Well, it used to be 3 years ago, but ever since we moved here, it began to get crummy.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And this house, it's one of the worst houses in the whole block. You like having an empty lot next to you full of gophers and ants and weeds? And everybody in the neighborhood using it for a dump? Every time some jerk's incinerator gets too full, he brings his trash to the lot and burns it.
Who does that?
I do. Other guys, too, I mean. I want to get away from this location, get into a more modern house.
You won't find anything better for the rent we're paying.
Well, there's no harm in looking, is there?
I'm not going to walk my feet off on a wild goose chase.
All right, all right. I'll look. So you might just as well start packing. Hey, Fred, Junior, come here, quick.
What's up, Pop?
I got it, I got it.
Got what?
The house. What else?
You really been looking for a house?
Well, I told you I was going to, and today I found it. The most wonderful house you can imagine. Made to order for us.
Where is it?
In Glendale. 85 Magnolia Lane. It sounds a lot classier than 1313 Blue View.
How many rooms?
Well, there's a living room, a kitchen, a dining room, and a breakfast nook, and 3 bedrooms, and a den.
That's a tremendous house.
Yeah, and it's got 2 bathrooms. 2. No more lining up outside the bathroom in the morning waiting for Miss America here to come out.
We haven't taken it yet.
Oh, when you see it, you'll fall in love with it.
Has it got a real fireplace?
It's got 2 fireplaces, one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
The bedroom? Who ever heard of that?
Oh, don't be ignorant, Junior. That's the way the rich live. They all got fireplaces in the bedroom. So in case they get hungry in the middle of the night, they don't have to go down to the kitchen. They just lay in bed and fry hamburgers. That's the way to live, huh? 2 fireplaces? Oh.
Oh, now, never mind that. How much is the rent?
55.
Only 55? Yep. Are you sure?
Well, yeah, that's $5 less than we're paying now and more rooms. And it's a wonderful neighborhood. We got a beautiful view and it's so quiet. It's a dream house.
If it's so wonderful, how come it's so cheap?
I outsmarted the landlord.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Now, you come and see for yourself. Seeing's believing, ain't it?
Well, when can we see it?
Right now. Let's go.
Us too?
Well, sure. Come on, everybody. Oh, when you see it, Peg, it's just the kind of a house we dreamed of having when we first got married. Remember? Our honeymoon cottage? Only now it'll be even better. We got the kids with us.
Oh, this hill. Well, it's impossible. You never said anything about a hill.
Well, it is a little steep, but you'll get used to it. Besides, you can't have a view unless you're on a hill.
Oh.
Where do you see that view?
How much farther is this place?
Huh? It's just around this corner. It's oh, there it is. Second house on the street. The White House. Huh? Well, what do you think of it? It leaves you breathless, huh?
What kind of house is this? It's on pilings. Where's the foundation?
Oh, well, that's just because it was moved here.
Moved?
Yeah, from Beverly Hills. That's why it's so classy. The landlord had an empty lot here, and he moved it here. They're going to put in a new foundation and lower the house on it. You won't be able to tell the difference.
I like our house better.
So do I.
Well, you haven't even seen it yet. Let's go inside and look it over before you make up your mind.
Well...
Might as well, as long as we're here. What's that?
It's nothing, just a squeaky step. Help me pull my leg out, Peg. that can be fixed. Now, where's that key for the... Oh, here it is.
Well?
Unlock it, Daddy.
I did, but the door seems to be stuck a little.
Oh, somehow. She can't even open the front door.
Well, at least burglars won't be able to get in.
Oh. Let's go.
No, wait. I'll get it open. Yeah, you see, it opens.
You had to break it down.
Oh, it's nothing serious. There's nothing wrong with that door that a few nails and a hammer can't fix. Come on in. Well, what do you think?
Well, this is certainly a nice big foyer.
This is the living room.
The living room? Yeah. But it's so tiny.
Why, we couldn't get half our furniture in here.
Well, it is compact, but the rest of the
house... Oh, where? O'Reilly!
Now, don't get excited. Stop screaming. You women, where do you see a mouse?
Well, I don't see...
No, no, wait a minute.
No, I will not live in a house where there might.
It wasn't a mouse. It was a gopher. It must have followed us all the way from that lot next to our old house. And here's the dining room.
Oh, I've seen enough, Riley.
But you've got to see the view from here. That's why I really fell for this house, right in here. Just look at that. Look out that window, Peg. Look at those trees and the flowers and the beautiful green meadow. It's just like it was our private garden. On Sundays, we can have jolly picnics here.
That is Happy Hollow Cemetery.
Huh? So, cemetery? Well, like I said, it's a very quiet neighborhood.
Dad, cemetery?
Oh, brother.
Well, you certainly have jolly times here watching funerals all day long. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, Peg. Look at the rest of the house.
Oh, no, I've seen it. Now,
wait till you see the bedroom with the fireplace. That's the best part of the house, please.
Oh, all right.
Hello there, folks.
Oh.
Hello.
Hope you don't mind my barging in like this, but I live next door. My name is George Watson.
I'm Chester Riley.
Oh, how do you do?
This is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You folks think of running this place?
Well, I...
Suppose we were. What about it?
Well, take my advice. Don't. This house was condemned, you know.
Condemned?
Yes, in Beverly Hills. That's why it was moved here. Of course, it's none of my business.
You bet it ain't. When we want advice, we'll ask for it.
Oh, Riley. Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Watson. And thank you for telling us. It's very nice of you.
Well, not at all, Mrs. Riley. I just thought it my duty to tip you off. Frankly, I'm a little sorry I did. I wouldn't mind having such a charming neighbor.
Okay, that's enough. Break it up. Goodbye, Watson. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Nice meeting you, folks.
He's good looking.
Isn't he?
Now, look, Peg.
Well, you didn't have to be so rude to him. He was just doing us a favor.
Peg, did you come here to look at a house or to make eyes at that measure?
Don't you dare talk to me that way.
I seen you flirting and giggling like a bobby soxer.
Oh, now, stop being ridiculous. Come on, children.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, wait a minute. What about this house?
You expect us to live in a house that's been condemned?
That was only in Beverly Hills. They're so rich there, they condemn everything.
I wouldn't live in this hovel if you paid me $1 million.
Well, you'll have to live in it.
Because you say so?
Yeah, I can force you to live here. I got a lease.
You? You signed a lease on this place without asking me? Then you'll have to move into it alone.
Well, don't think I won't. You can't scare me. I can live alone.
Then live alone and like it.
Peg. Babs. Junior. Wait. Well, I'm alone, and I got a feeling I ain't gonna like it.
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Prove it. Prove it to yourself.
Prove it with your eyes.
Prove it with your nose.
Prove it with your taste.
Yes, you can prove to yourself that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Make the three-way experts test. Test number one.
Your eyes are pleased. Look at the pure white creamy color on a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Note the sparkling clearness, the light amber color of the beer itself.
Test number two.
Your nose is teased. Inhale the fragrant bouquet that hovers over the glass. The inviting tang of hops and malt. No other beer in the entire world can match that aroma.
Test number three.
Your taste agrees. Taste that milder Blue Ribbon flavor as it flows so smoothly across your tongue. Here is the perfect beer drinker's beer. The smoother taste no other beer can touch.
Yes, make this three-way experts test. And you'll understand why, wherever you go, you hear Pabst Blue Ribbon called finest beer served anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended in.
The Life of Riley will return after this brief intermission. Stay tuned.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now back to Win Radio One.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. The argument over whether or not the Rileys should move is still going strong.
Oh, why are you so stubborn? You're as stubborn as a jackass.
I'm not stubborn, you're stubborn.
You know you're in the wrong.
I'm not in the wrong, you're in the wrong.
Why don't you admit it?
Why don't you admit it?
Oh, don't be a parrot.
I'm not a parrot, I'm a jackass. You're mixing me up. Now, I don't want no more arguments. Our month is up today on this house. I got my suitcase all packed, and I'm moving to Magnolia Lane. I'm your husband, and it's a wife's duty to go where her husband goes.
Not to a cemetery.
Is that so? Well, before I'm through, you'll follow me to a cemetery, and you'll love it. Are you coming, yes or no?
No.
Well, okay, then. Goodbye.
Hey, Pop, there's a man here with a moving van.
Moving van?
Well, sure, for the furniture.
What?
That furniture goes with me. It's my furniture. I owe every cent on it. Tell the man to come and get it, Junior.
Just a minute. If you lay a hand on that furniture, Riley, I warn you, I'll lose my temper.
That's right. Hit me, why don't you? Go on, hit a defenseless man. You husband beater, you...
Don't act like a child. Unpack that suitcase.
I ain't unpacking, I'm going.
Oh, then go.
Are you coming? I'm asking you for the last time, yes or no?
No.
Okay, then I'm going. Goodbye.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'll give you one more chance. I'm asking you for the last time. Are you coming, yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, then I'm going. I don't have to beg. You know where to find me if you want me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm asking you for the last time. And this is final. Are you coming, yes or no?
No. No, 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 no.
Maybe.
I said no, and I mean no.
Well, okay, if that's the way you want it, I'm going. But I'm warning you, you'll be sorry. You'll be calling for me to come back, but it'll be too late. I'll turn a deaf ear. Goodbye. Did I hear you call?
No!
Well, then, this is final. Goodbye. Darn that step. Get my leg in it. Get out. Oh, darn door. Looks kind of empty.
Hello there, Mr. Riley.
Oh, it's you, Watson. What are you doing in here?
Some men delivered a bed here before. Was that yours? You, moving in after all?
Yes, I'm moving in.
Where is, Mrs. Riley?
None of your business. She's my wife, and she's got nothing to do with you.
Well, I was just being neighborly.
Well, you be neighborly on your own property. Goodbye. Nerve of that guy running after Peg. For 2 cents, I'd lay him out.
You work too cheap. My union wouldn't like it.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. The door was open.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I happen to be in the vicinity, visiting a neighbor of yours.
Oh, that crumb Watson.
Neighbor.
Oh, you mean... Oh. How'd you know I was here?
Peg told me. Riley, aren't you being a little unreasonable?
Me? Peg's the one who's unreasonable. She didn't want to live here because it's next door to a cemetery. Is that so terrible?
Not at all. And I told your wife as much. I even quoted a poem I once wrote on the subject. Quote, though you may live next to a cemetery, you can still enjoy each minute. Take the word of a wise old bird. Better next to than in it.
I say, besides, you can't even tell what it is. Look at that view from here. It looks just like a golf course.
True, but there are more than 18 holes in it.
This is a wonderful house of money, only $55. Look at all the space. Why, for $55, all you usually get is a box with no room to turn around in.
You'll have to pay more than $55 for that, believe me. Still, that's no reason to break up your home. It doesn't make sense. You here and the family at 1313 Blueview? Go back.
No, never. They'll have to come to me.
Look, get a good night's sleep. You'll feel different in the morning.
Well, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, these will help you.
Well, what are they?
Pills. Good for the nerves. They relax you. Take one, and if you still can't sleep, repeat in 2 hours. One every 2 hours.
Will they work?
Oh, you try them. Just lie down on that bed there. Head down, toes up, close your eyes, fold your hands. Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Do you? I'd better be shoveling off.
I hope these pills work. Now, how many did Digger say to take? One now and repeat in 2 hours. Well, that's silly. Why wake up just to take a pill? I'll take two now. And I better make it three just to be on the safe side.
Hey, this is the place, Bill. 75 Magnolia Lane.
Say, didn't we just move this house here from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, why does the owner want to move it again? Is he crazy or something?
No, he sold the lot this morning for a terrific price. They're going to put up a big supermarket. So now he's got to move the house again.
Well, where's it going this time? Far from here?
No, we can take a shortcut past the Union Station. Let's see, I got it written down here. Oh, here. It goes to a lot that's next to 1313 Blueview Terrace. Well, let's hitch the house to the truck and drag it away.
What's that? Oh, it's just a truck passing by. Sounds like it's on the front lawn. Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, what's my bed doing in the dining room? This morning I went to sleep in the living room. Gee, the house is shaking. It's probably a small earthquake. Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. What's that? Another truck? Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, that's funny. Now the bed's back in the living room. Must have been here all the time. There's something wrong with me. I can swear that's the Union Station. I see through the window there. Oh, but that's impossible. This house is miles from the Union Station. That earthquake is still going. I'm imagining things. It must be those pills I took.
Back her in a little more. A little more. That's it. Okay, the house is straight. Now let's unhitch her and get out of here.
What's that? A baby. Here too? I thought I got away from them. Sounds like it's right next door. Must be that Watson kid. I didn't know he was married. And he's got a nerve to flirt with my wife yet. I took that from the Cantor kid, but I ain't going to take it from his. I'll fix that Watson. I'll fix him once and for all. Hey, Watson, keep that brat quiet. You hear me, Watson?
Who's making all that racket?
Listen, lady, you tell that husband of yours to go back. Go back. What are you doing in Watson's house in the middle of the night in a nightgown?
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, it's Pop.
Holy smoke, he stole my kids, too.
Riley, what are you doing in that house?
I live here. What are you doing in that house?
Do you know where you are?
75 Magnolia Lane.
Oh, take another look.
Well, I... No, it can't be. I must be dreaming.
You're not dreaming.
Well, then I must have walked in my sleep. But how did the house get here?
Don't you see? It was moved here.
Moved here? To the empty lot? But
don't stand there hanging out of the window with your mouth open. What do you got to say now?
Oh, darling, it's good to be home again.
Just a moment, Riley will return. Getting ready to cook outdoors again? Man, oh man, there's nothing like a charcoal steak cooked on that grill out in your backyard. And to bring out the full flavor, just top it off with a bottle or can of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. That's a feast you and your friends will be talking about for weeks to come. Remember to stock up tomorrow with plenty of the finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Craig,
Riley.
To see the landlord. I did it, Peg. I broke the lease.
I know.
How did you know?
Well, somebody else moved in just a while ago.
Oh, yeah? Nice people?
Oh, very nice.
Well, as long as you like them, it's okay with me.
Oh, hello there.
Watson, it's you.
Yes, it seems I can't get away from you folks. Hello, Mrs. Riley.
What a revolting development this is.
Say, Riley.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen the chef in the kitchen of a famous restaurant testing one of his creations, a roast turkey or a delicious salad dressing or a chicken curry?
Why, sure, Mr. Wellington.
Well, what does he do?
Well, he gives it the three-way experts test. He looks, he smells, he tastes.
Right. And that's exactly the way an expert tests a tall, sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. He looks, he smells, he tastes, and his eyes are pleased with the creamy foam, the clear, brilliant color of the beer. His nose is teased with the aroma of Blue Ribbon hops. And his taste agrees. It's the finest beer served anywhere.
So when somebody says, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Louise Erickson. Junior is Bobby Ellis. Mr. Watson is Jim Backus. And the neighbor is Eddie Cantor. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
On May 5th, 1950, yes, indeed, radio legend and fame singer Eddie Cantor was the special guest, playing the Rileys' next-door neighbor. How about that? At the time, Cantor had been hosting a variety show also sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. His on-air career had launched in the early days of radio. He appeared on Rudy Valley's show and the Chase and Sanborn Hour back in 1931. And he continued to host radio shows pretty much nonstop throughout the rest of the 30s, as well as the 1940s. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, a comedy tandem which first came to radio around the same time as Eddie Cantor. It's George Burns and Gracie Allen, right after this.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills dishes up a dose of tension-packed drama in Radio Spirit's Suspense, Wages of Sin collection.
I know who he is, where he is, how he did it, and why he did it. Tell the client I want a payoff to keep quiet. Lots of payoff. Or I can tell a whole lot of cops something that will keep them absolutely spellbound.
In 20 heart-pounding stories, sometimes even the careful get caught.
It's not up to me to decide the outcome of this affair, but somewhere, someplace, sometime, you'll be alone on a dark street. And I wouldn't want to say what might happen to you.
Sometimes we wade through dark thoughts and dark deeds to suspense.
I gotta think fast. It's no good here on the street. Too many people around. Like she said, she lives alone. I have to get inside with her, alone in her apartment. Then I can get rid of her.
10 hours of engrossing episodes feature performances by Barbara Stanwyck, Betty Davis, Burt Lancaster, Red Skelton, Charles Boyer, and more.
Then I began to get scared. Scared right down through the little veins. I locked the door and pulled the shades and told the desk to let no one visit me. And I sat there all night. I didn't dare sleep, and half the next day.
Suspense, Wages of Sin is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can save over 60% today and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN77.
Hello?
Order Suspense, Wages of Sin today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Outdoorsmen enjoy this time of year because they get to shed hunt.
You might be asking, what is shed hunting? Shed hunting is when bucks drop their antlers and people go out looking for them. Why do this, and where are you likely to find sheds? Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week. Why shed hunt? It could tell you which bucks made it through the season, and he will likely be around next year. Second, as you're looking for sheds, you can learn more about how deer use the land. A couple tips to find sheds: get the timing right. You don't want to look too early while bucks are still carrying their antlers, but you don't want to look too late when things really green up. I like to start my search around the second week of March. A great place to start your search for sheds is around food sources, buck bedding areas, and trails leading between the two. There's a lot more about this topic, and to learn more, check us out on drawintowildlife.com, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During World War II, the stateside radio shows got involved in the war effort in a number of ways. Taking advantage of having a national audience and reminding folks how they should ration supplies and cut costs in the lean times. As you'll hear in a moment, the writers of this Burns and Allen episode put it right into the script. In addition to George and Gracie, be sure to listen for cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc stopping by as the Happy Postman. This is from March 30th, 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, now it's just after breakfast at the Burns house, and we find George and Gracie still in the dining room. George reading his morning paper, and Gracie deeply engrossed in a fascinating new book.
Let me see. Blue ones are for canned goods, and the red ones are for meat, butter, fat,
Gracie,
cheeses.
Gracie, what are you mumbling about?
Nothing, dear. I'm just looking at my ration book. Say, 2 pounds of short ribs equal 1 pound of butter, unless they have the bone taken out. Of course, in which case they equal 3 cans of tuna fish. Now,
are you sure you understand how this thing works?
Oh, George, it's the simplest thing in the world. Of course I understand it. Why, it's who does?
Look, it's very simple. The blue stamps are for canned goods, and the red stamps are for meat.
I wish there were more red stamps. I love meat. Say, I wonder how much the cleaner would charge to dye the blue stamps red. Forget it, huh?
I would, yes. All you have to remember is not to spend more than your quarter of points. When those red and blue coupons are gone, you're sunk.
Well, I'd still have the white coupons left in the other book.
No, but all you can get with those is coffee, sugar, and shoes. And you wouldn't like that.
No, I like coffee, sugar, and cream.
Yes. That's because shoes are harder to pour.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, George. There's someone at the door.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. And top of the morning to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman, and the rest of it to you. How are you feeling today?
Glorious, Mrs. Burns. Simply glorious. This spring air is such a tonic. Every time I take a deep breath, I just want to cry out with ecstasy.
Well, don't hold yourself back. Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, now I feel better.
Well, I must try that sometime. A mail first this morning, Mr. Postman?
Yes, indeed. A whole raft of seeds and gardening magazines.
Oh, yes, I sent away for those. I'm going to surprise George. We're going to have a victory garden in the backyard.
Oh, your husband will love working in the garden. That's what keeps me the muscular, clear-eyed specimen of rugged manhood.
Well, of course, our victory garden will just be on a small scale. A few radishes, onions, tomatoes, corn, wheat, barley, rye, oats, alfalfa, hay.
All that?
Well, the cow will have to have something to eat.
Are you going to keep a cow in the backyard?
Oh, well, I can't keep her in the house. You should have heard the fuss George raised when my mother stayed with us.
Oh, goodness. You're going to have a regular farm.
Yes. We're even going to raise chickens. In fact, George is inside sitting on the eggs right now.
Your husband is going to hatch the chickens?
Yeah, but he doesn't know it. You see, I hid the eggs under the cushion of his easy chair.
You're a character, Mrs. Burns. Well, lots of luck with your farm.
Oh, well, thank you, and goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
After this short break, the Burns and Allen Show will return. Stay tuned.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now back to the Burns and Allen Show on When Radio Was.
Oh, I wonder if it'll be hard for me to change from Gracie Allen, the beautiful, sophisticated city girl, into Gracie Allen, the farmer. Let's see now. Morning, Mrs. Higgins. Can I help you churn margarine? Why, it's easy.
Who's that, Gracie? The postman?
Yep, sure was, by cracky.
By cracky?
Yeah, that's farmer talk, by heck.
Gracie, do you feel all right?
Tolerable, Hiram, tolerable.
Hiram? Tolerable? What is all this?
Well, George, we're through with the hollow sham of city life. We're going back to the soil. I've decided to plant a victory garden.
Well, that's fine. A victory garden is a swell idea. But we don't have to make ourselves for Lum and Abner.
Oh, well, you love being a farmer, George. It's so helpful, breathing in that fresh, clean, sweet morning air as you feed the pigs.
Oh, stop.
I know a lovely poem about country life. Would you like me to recite it for you?
Well...
Of course you would. The curfew parts the toll of homeward day. The weary cows wind slowly up a tree. The world plods all the lee when Nell's away and leaves the plowman in the dark with me. Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, the greatest thing of its kind. Look, we're not going to have a farm. All we're going to have is a victory garden.
Yeah, just a sweet little victory garden. Mm. And I'll be at your side singing an old country song to cheer you on. We'll work together with a yo-ho-ho. You'll hoe and I'll hoe.
We'll both hoe? I thought maybe you'd like the yo and I'll hoe.
Won't you love getting up at 4 o'clock every morning to milk the cow?
Yes, I'll yo and you'll yo. Yeah. Look, if I had a cow, I couldn't milk it.
Oh, you could, too. You squeeze oranges beautifully, and they don't even have a gadget on them.
Gracie, if you don't mind, I'll stick to oranges. I have yet to have an orange kick me.
Hi, people. What's new?
Oh, hello, Bill. Hello, Bill. I'm so glad you came. Now you can take our order.
Order?
Yes, you know, we farmers don't get to see you traveling salesmen very often.
I'm a traveling salesman?
Yeah, Bill, that's what you are. And Gracie wants me to be a farmer. Isn't that silly? What do I know about vegetables?
Are you kidding? I remember your vaudeville act.
I don't see anything funny.
Gee, Gracie, I wish I were a traveling salesman because I'd like to travel from one end of this country to the other and tell everybody about the wonderful offer the Swan people are making. Now, they'll send you a rainbow assortment of 8 gladiolus bulbs, including a special feature bulb called the Swan White for only 10 cents and the wrapper from any size cake of Swan soap.
Really, Bill?
Oh, yes. And these gladiolus bulbs are the kind florists use for their choicest cut flowers. And they'll grow in a few weeks into big, satiny blooms of all colors, with as many as 16 flowers to each stem, some of them as large as 4 inches across.
Oh, Bill, can I get some to beautify our farm? How do you get them?
Well, Gracie, we'd like to have the people write into you for the gladiolus bulbs. They just send a dime and one swan wrapper to Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City.
Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City. Well, I'll have to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Well, Gracie, well, I'll be running along now.
Well, come back later, Bill. We may have a quilting party or something.
A quilting party?
Yeah, now that we're farmers, we'll have quilting parties, husking bees, square dances.
Square dances?
Uh-huh.
Well, Gracie, that's my meat. You know, I love to call a good square dance. Oh, swing your partner, do-si-doo, promenade left, all in a row.
Bill.
To get gladiolus bulbs 8 at a time,
Bill.
Send a swan wrapper and a dime.
Bill.
To Miss Gracie Allen, so sweet and pretty,
look.
Care of Box 7, New York City. Now I'll join hands for the grand promenade.
Yeah.
Best darn offer ever was made.
Oh.
So get those bulbs, do-si-doo.
Bill, go.
George.
Yeah, she's a regular suds and whiz.
Oh, I have a wonderful idea. Let's adopt Tootsie Sagwell.
What? Adopt Tootsie Sagwell?
Well, certainly. We're farmers, and if we adopt her, she'll be a farmer's daughter, and if Bill is a traveling salesman...
Never mind.
Ending with a reference to the age-old farmer's daughter joke, that was the first half of The Victory Garden, a wartime Burns and Allen episode from the spring of 1943. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and Victory Gardens first became popular during the First World War, and then returned during the Second World War, where an estimated 40% of all vegetables grown in the U.S. came from Victory Gardens. Beginning with Eleanor Roosevelt, a number of first ladies had vegetable gardens planted on the White House lawn. And my question this time, which U.S. first lady planted the largest and most expansive? I'll name her and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. A 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes.
This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Laura, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's BOSTON77 at 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Victory Gardens. And I mentioned that Eleanor Roosevelt had planted one on the White House lawn during the Second World War. Other first ladies also added vegetable gardens to the nation's home. And in March of 2009, First Lady Michelle Obama broke ground on the largest and most expansive White House lawn vegetable garden at over 1,000 square feet and more than 50 varieties of vegetables. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to please visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer.